It's time for Benedictine Raven football here on Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Benedictine Raven football is brought to you by L&L Construction and by Acheson Auto Parts. Don't forget, you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. You can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons. You're listening to Benedictine Raven football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Amberwell pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joe Osborne starts right after these messages.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Getting set for Raven playoff football this afternoon, and we're joined by Joel Osborne, head coach of the Ravens. Coach, what a great game your team played on another long road trip to Indiana and another big Raven win Saturday.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. It was a really good outing by our team against Indiana Wesleyan. I thought defense played excellent, shut them out for three quarters, team that averaged 49 points a game, a top three scoring team in the country, and had weapons all over the place, and I thought our offensively we really controlled the game. We were able to run the ball effectively. The fast start, I think, was a huge key, and defense got a stop on fourth and one, and then offensively we took the ball, went 70 yards and ate up a lot of clock and scored a touchdown, and then next possession we had a huge interception by Cole Johnson. That was one of our first of our four interceptions on the day, and that set us up for a short scoring drive, and from there, we just felt like we had control of the game, and we had them flustered. And I know the receivers dropped quite a few balls, but, I mean, we were hitting the quarterback, and they were not able to run the ball effectively like they had been all year.
Cole's interception, number one, he was right on the ground. I mean, that thing was at the laces. And number two, you're not talking about a guy with two perfect hands going right now.
No. He finally got that club off, too, so maybe that was the key. He really proud of him for that play. And typically he's in a pass rush mode, and he was dropping on that play, so he was able to be there, and the quarterback didn't expect him to be where he was.
And so for the Ravens, a great crowd. By the way, we got to keep talking about the fans, how they have followed you, I mean, a lot already.
Yeah, we've got great support. We know that, and we really appreciate the following we had at Texas Wesleyan and Indiana Wesleyan, so it's going to be awesome to see them follow us down to Florida.
Okay. Another really good team. I mean, of course, this time of year, that's all you're playing is really good teams. Tell me a little bit about your week of prep.
Yeah, it's been a great week. It's gone fast. We're playing against Kaiser, number one ranked team in the country. Have not lost a game in 2 years, defending national champs. They have beat four Division II teams in the last 2 years, so we're going to have our hands full, and we'll be ready for that. So I'm excited for the challenge. Their ground game on offense is tremendous. They got two big running backs and probably the biggest offensive line we've seen since we faced Grandview. And they're very athletic up front, and the quarterback is a really efficient player. He's a senior. He's been in the program for a long time, multi-year starter. So they're going to be as good as we've seen this year. And then defensively, they're really active up front. They're big. They're fast. And then I think the secondary is very athletic. And they're going to give us a lot of man coverage is what we think is going to happen. So we'll have to be ready to go and play our game and establish a running game and take care of the football. And create some turnovers.
And that's what you've done. And last week, I think for the first time this year, Xavier was your leading rusher.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. So, you know, and he ran well. Dalton ran well, too. You know, I was really proud of our kids for how we handled the weather. It was cold. It was windy. You know, huge kick in the fourth quarter by Harry Balke to ice the game and to create a two-possession game again. And that was on the heels of us not having moved the ball very much in the second half. And we moved it right into the teeth of wind and got a big kick there by Harry.
Okay, we've got to talk about Harry a little bit. When you talk about, you know, guys who have been so impactful on your team, and it's a long, long list, but in the top of that, and then a lot of the conversation is Harry Balke and the things he's done. He has been nothing short of fantastic.
Yeah, he is clutch. You know, he's not a typical kicker because he played a position when he first started here. And I remember him telling me, Coach, I can kick. And I said, no, I don't believe you. You know, and then we let him try it in the spring of 2022. And lo and behold, he becomes our starter. And he's three-year all-conference player. You know, I thought he was good enough to be an All-American this year. And that didn't quite happen. But I think on the field play, I think he is. And with some of the kicks he's made at the clutch moments, he's been tremendous for us.
And again, it takes all, we talk about always three facets of the team. You talked about how the offense is playing well and your defense, but the special teams too. And of course, you've had some guys who've had to step up this year on special teams.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I thought Christian Kloeb, number 85, a redshirt freshman, he did a great job coming in and stepping in for Colin Brunner at punter and kickoff specialist. He averaged 40 yards a punt and five punts, and three of those five were into a stiff wind. So I was really proud of him and his effort. We knew he was going to be ready to go. We were very confident in him. He's looked good all year. He just hadn't had the opportunities because we have Colin.
Sure.
And so, yeah, I thought our special teams was really good. We really did a good job on kickoff and pinning them deep and created long drives for them. We didn't give them a short porch the whole day, and that was a big key for us.
I mean, what you guys have done, conversely, is get some shorter fields because you have come up with seven interceptions in the postseason.
Yeah, it's, you know, probably unheard of what we've done in two postseason games. And our guys are doing a great job. We're sound with our scheme. Guys really know what's going on the other offense with tendencies. And so, and when we're able to make the play, we make the play. So it's been good to see. I think, you know, Hoskins has really been a huge key for us because of how consistent he is in his one-on-one coverage. But, you know, overall, though, I think Javai does a great job leading us in the back end. And then Isaiah Hastings really emerged as a playmaker for us. And then you can see on the other side of the ball, there's not a huge drop from Hoskins to Trey Williams. So we found those guys that can play back there in that lineup that we want to have and need to have out there.
Okay, so what do I want to see today to know that the Ravens are going to win this thing?
Well, I think you've got to see them not be able to run the ball at consistently because that's what they do every game. We've got to be able to at least stymie that running game a little bit. I think offensively, you know, I will say this, weather may play a factor. It's supposed to be 20 to 30 mile-an-hour winds and possible rain, so that could be a factor. And we'll just have to see how that plays out. But I think if we can create some explosive plays in the passing game, that would be a big deal for us because that'll loosen them up, and then we should be able to establish some run from there.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck here this afternoon. Looking forward to you and the Seahawks today.
Thanks a lot, Tom. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison's Coaches Show. Your home for Benedict and Raven football is CARE Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game right after this.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
As we're getting set for Raven football this afternoon in the semifinals, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. First of all, on offense, this is a defense who doesn't take the ball away very often. So for Benedictine, go out, throw the ball early to set up the run later on in the ball game. I think there are some big plays to be had against this Kaiser defense. Stretch the defense, force them to defend you down the field. Use your big playmakers in Jacob and Jayshon. Should be a great game. Then on the defensive side, this is a Kaiser team who is not one-dimensional like the last two teams you played. This is a team that's pretty balanced. They have a really good run game. You've got to stop the run early. And Benedictine has done a great job of taking the ball away here in the playoffs with 7 interceptions so far in the first 2 games of the playoffs. So I think you've got to go out and you've got to take the ball away from this Kaiser team, and you control the tempo of this ball game. Do those couple things today, and the Ravens will punch their ticket to Durham. Kickoff coming up here next is those were your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game.
Keys to the game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell Pregame Show, here on Hot Country 93.7, home of the Ravens. And now, we go live to the stadium for Benedictine Raven football, where Tom and Gus Kautz are standing by for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis, right here on Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Country 93.7 FM. We are hanging out, Jock's Niche, 729 Commercial in downtown Atchison, giving you great savings as you do your shopping for the Christmas season, or maybe you just want to buy yourself something nice. That's up to you. Well, you can get great savings here while you're signing up for Candy Cane Cash. $500 to be given away this coming Thursday, December 19th. If you haven't qualified yet, don't miss out. We only have 2 stops left, and this one's running short, leaving us with only 1 stop next week. So you could possibly be left out if you don't get signed up, and that's going to be on you. But, hey, come on by. You want to check out the great savings and the deals here at Jock's Niche in Atchison. And, you know, sitting here thinking about Benedictine Ravens, we're going to be beginning that game here in just a few minutes as they broadcast live from Florida. Tom Kautz, voice of the Ravens, right here on 93.7 FM. And boy, do they have Benedictine Raven gear here. So if you got a Raven fanatic in your life and your family, I guarantee you're going to find the perfect item to address their Christmas gift needs. Maybe it's the Jayhawks. Maybe it's the Chiefs. Maybe you're looking for accessories for your actual sports team. Looking for some embroidery for your sports team? Well, they've got that going on, too. 12 days of Christmas sale? Well, that's underway. Each and every day up until Christmas, another special sale underway here in Jock's Niche. Today, 20% off all regularly priced items until noon when we wrap things up, which is coming up pretty darn shortly. So you got to sneak in here right before noon and get signed up for Candy Cane Cash. It's your second to last stop of the season as we give you $500 next Thursday. But today, it's Jock's Niche, 729 Commercial. Come in. You're going to love all the items that you see, and you'll find that perfect gift at a really great value with 93.7 FM and Candy Cane Cash.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven Sports Boosters.
We And with that, we welcome you to West Palm Beach, Florida, where this afternoon the Benedictine Ravens in the semifinal game of the NAIA Football National Championship Series gets underway, facing a first-time ever opponent. They are the defending national champions. They've been number one in the national poll for the past 12 weeks, and they are the Kaiser Seahawks. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph Manning, things back in the Camp Radio Sports Studios. He's producing and engineering this afternoon. Tom Counts with you here, field side at the campus of Kaiser University, and it's just called Kaiser Field. So, all said, welcome one and all to this one. It's going to be a fantastic ball game. And again, it's the first time meeting ever between these two schools. In fact, it's the first time Kaiser's ever played a team out of the state of Kansas. So with that said, a couple of teams that have no experience with one another, that don't know anything personally about one another, only what the scouting reports and what the prep for the game has brought to them. But for the Ravens, it's nothing new. You know, for the second time this 2024 Football Championship Series, Benedictine has taken on a first-time opponent with Kaiser. And that's the Seahawks, their sixth appearance in the FCS since they started the program back in 2018. Benedictine, a couple of weeks ago, we were down in Fort Worth, and they played for the first time ever, Texas Wesleyan. So that was a big one there for them, a first-time opponent. Last week, we were in Indiana, second time ever playing Indiana Wesleyan, and now here in Florida, where this afternoon is game time. It is overcast. It has been intermittently showery. It's about 73, 74 degrees right now. The sun has been popping in and out. When it comes out, it gets very warm, very humid, very, very quickly. But it's the wind, 20, 25, 28 miles an hour. The wind, again, has been absolutely just raging. And it's coming across the field pretty much from east to west. So it's blowing in off the Atlantic Ocean, which is only, oh, maybe 3-4 miles straight east of us here, and blowing inland. And that's the direction that the rain has been coming in last evening and this morning. The Ravens, as you heard from the official out of the field, have won the flip of the coin, and they have elected to defer to the second half. So we're about ready to get underway with this one here this afternoon. And this Benedictine kickoff is being brought to you by Hunley Liquor. Kick off your party, your get-together with a trip to Hunley Liquor in Atchison. They're on South 9th Street. Kaiser University in the game today is wearing their, we're going to call this navy and powder blue. It is a dark blue jersey and pant with a North Carolina blue helmet and numbers. For Benedictine, favorite uniform for me, the white jerseys, the red pants, the red lettering and trim of the black helmet. Benedictine is going to be going from left to right across your dial to begin things here this afternoon. And Kaiser, two return men, because BC has had to switch up at the kickoff position with Cullen Bruner out, and the Ravens are going to be kicking it off with their redshirt freshman, Christian Kloby. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. Return men, back deep, Miller and Marshall, the boot, end over end. It is going to be taken inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line, up the near side, to the 25, and up to the 30-yard line goes the return. Benedictine with the kick coverage tackle up there. It's going to bring up a first and 10 for Kaiser. They'll operate from their first position of the afternoon. First and 10 at their own. Well, I can see this is going to be a slow crew today at their own 32-yard line. Coming into the game today, Kaiser, a team that can and does and has put points up on the board this season. We'll talk about those numbers as we get underway, but right now, they're out there with quarterback Shea Spencer out of Vero Beach, Florida. He'll have a single man on his right hand. Running back is going to take the handoff, hit the middle of the line. Ravens stand him up, hold him up. He regains his balance. The hit. Second man's going to hit him and bring him down. Off the bottom of the pile, trying to make the tackle with two defenders laying on top of him for Benedictine is Isaac Anderson, but the running back able to get a hand on the ground. regain his balance, and it'll be Andrew Burnett, able to pick up about 3-4 yards, make it a 4-yard gain. Second down and a half a dozen across the 35-yard line. Motion going to go to the right side, and it's going to be Porcha. QB's going to hand off a sweep to the right, turning up field, picking up that first down, and maybe a yard, maybe two more, just short of the 45-yard line. So Kaiser's first possession, two plays, first and 10. First to the left side, then to the right side, first into the line, then to the outside of the line, as they are testing this Benedictine defense in and out. Seahawks coming back up over to football very, very quickly. This time the running back is going to be behind the quarterback. Motion will come to the left side. QB will take the snap, play action back to throw, looking left, chased out of the pocket. Now he's going to run with the ball, steps up. Bravens are going to drop you after the gain of about two. He'll get across the 45-yard line, but there's going to be a little more for Shane Spencer. Shane, he's a second-team All-Sun Conference player here at Kaiser. Last week against Georgetown, he threw the ball 23 of 31, 239 yards, and four touchdowns. He also had eight rushes for 45 yards. Second down, eight, just across their own 45-yard line. Kaiser with the football, first possession of the game. Handoff straight into the middle. Running back powers his way. Stands almost upright, gets to the 50, maybe the Ravens 49-yard line, and there's no hunkering down for Burnett. He just stands up and picks his way through, and that is not easy for a big back, and Andrew Burnett is. He is 6'2", 225, so he is a substantial guy back there. And now Burnett is going to go to the quarterback's left. It is a third down and a long to make it about 3 yards, just across the 50. He'll flush out of the backfield. Quarterback is going to be back in it. Apparent passing down, third down, three. Back to throw, looking left, over the middle. It's going to be caught. The ball pops loose. Is it incomplete? It is. The Ravens put a hit on DeAndre Golden, the intended receiver. It was in and out of his hands. Outstanding defense for Benedictine. And that hit put on over there for the Ravens, I'm telling you what, was a very, very good one by Abram Phillips. It'll bring up a fourth down, and Kaiser going to go for it. The Seahawks making a big gamble on the first possession of the game. At the 50-yard line, fourth down, three, and they leave the offense out of the field. They'll motion first to the left, then back to the right. Huge call for both teams. Now the quarterback's going to run up to the center, change the signal, eight on the play clock. Run the running back over to the left side, five on the play clock. They're going to quick kick it. It is high, it is short, and the Ravens are saying, get away, and it takes a Benedictine bounce to the 37-yard line. That was a 13-yard quick kick punt by Shane Spencer, and the Ravens are going to have their first possession of the afternoon with outstanding field position. Benedictine, first and 10 at their own 36, 37, they're going to call it 37-yard line. Here come the Ravens, and quarterback Jackson Dooley, the 6'1 senior out of Lawrence, Kansas, and his running back to start the game. It'll be Dalton Witherspoon. We will see more than one guy back there today. First and 10, Raven fans, you hear him make a little racket outside motion. That's going to be Jay Sean. Comes to the right side, quarterback is back to throw, rolling right, he wants it all. He wants it deep. He's got Jay Sean, and it's over his head. Is there pass interference to the 20? There's not. I think Jay Sean misplayed that a little bit. Had he gone straight down the field, might have caught that thing down around the 10-yard line. He slowed down, cut back into the middle a little bit, I think misjudging where the ball was going, or perhaps the ball's flight deflected by the really strong winds that we're experiencing here. Whether it is that or the other, it's going to be incomplete. Second down, 10, BC. Ravens quickly back up over the football on a second down call, still at their own 37-yard line. They'll go trips left side. Single man to the right. It's going to be Gathright. The handoff. Here's Witherspoon. He'll bounce out, get to the 40, picks up about 5 yards, maybe six, and they're going to mark him down to the 42. So a 5-yard gain for Dalton Witherspoon. And the Ravens will look at a third down five. Each team just kind of testing one another out. Now you've got the assistant coaches for Kaiser on the near side trying to get the crowd involved. Here's the deal. Crowd's not very big. Stadium is not very big. No, the stadium is minuscule. It's remarkably, remarkably high schoolish. It's a third down and five. Motion, Gathright. He'll go wide to the left side. Back to throw again. Dooley. Looks right, throws right. Hits his man out of the backfield. Witherspoon breaks the tackle, picks up the first down, gets to the 50-yard line. First and 10, Benedictine. As Witherspoon catches them all coming out of the backfield, He breaks a one-beat tackle of Tommy Battle the fourth. Tommy's a good defender. He's got 33 tackles, two and a half for a loss on the season, but could not stop the Raven running back. It's first and 10, Benedictine at the 50. Ravens are going to go with a little bit of a, almost a double wing offense and a single man either way. Motion left, change time. Back to throw again, Dooley setting up the screen. There it is, at the 50, at the 45. Witherspoon drops his shoulder. He's going to get nine. Dalton Witherspoon picking up about 9 yards, and the defense bit. They were in the backfield in a hurry, and a nice job by Jackson Dooley of being calm, collected, laying that pass out there and putting it in the hands of Witherspoon, able to advance them up the field. It is a second down and a long yard. Benedictine will come at the 42-yard line in Kaiser territory. We're just underway in a ball game with 10:38 to go in the opening quarter. Scoreless so far. Kaiser's first possession stopped on a quick kick. Ravens, Langofuliana in motion. He slips it. Joseph makes a critical fundamental error. Let me try to explain and describe it for you. Langofuliana was going from right to left, hits the brakes to turn around and reverse and comes back. As he comes back, he kind of stumbles and slips, falls into an offensive lineman, knocks the offensive lineman, who is in a three-point stance, off balance. So the Ravens are going to be called for a false start because the receiver runs into his own teammate. For the Ravens, it's going to bring up now a second down and 8. Hand off straight ahead. Witherspoon to the 45. Witherspoon to the 40-yard line, and he'll stretch it out. The official on the near side, a very stingy mark, but the official on the far side says, that's it. Let's move those sticks. First and 10, Benedictine. Ravens are going to be marked at the Kaiser 40-yard line. BC with their first offensive possession of the afternoon. Playing Kaiser, the champions of the Sun Conference. Kaiser with victories over teams like, who all did they have? Newberry, Fort Lauderdale, St. Thomas, North Greenville, Warner, Southeastern, Thomas, Weber, Florida Memorial, and Ave Maria. I'm going to say all those teams that you in the care listing area are completely unfamiliar with, and you should be because there's no reason not to be. All these very South and very Florida teams. Kaiser also coming into the postseason with 9 wins. They only played a 9-game schedule, and now Benedictine making a very late substitution. They're going to get this thing off. 12, 11, 10. Quickly. They're coming up over the ball with 7. It's good. They moved the chains back, by the way. They're going to call it a third down, half a yard. And this time the handoff is going to go to Ugorji, who will put his head down. That is not Xavier Ugorji-esque running and play calling, but you know what it is? It's Xavier Ugorji's success rate. He'll put his head down. He got you the yard you needed, and it's going to be first and 10 this time. What had happened a moment ago? The official on the far side near the sticks, he said it was a first down. The official on the near side, I was talking about that during the broadcast here, gave him a very short mark. So the Ravens pick it up on the third down. It's first and 10 at the 40. Benedictine moving to football. Now they're going to again turn around, go back to the right side. Hand off to Ugorji. Xavier to the 40. Xavier 35. Xavier runs into a defender. He's at the 30. Xavier to the 28-yard line. Ugorji just going straight south. This is a north and south field. The wind, again, from the east, blowing across. Blowing is the stands are on the west side, so it's blowing in our face, in the face of the fans here this afternoon. And while there are a lot of fans here for Kaiser, and I say a lot compared to, you know, what some schools bring, I think Benedictine has as many or more, and certainly Benedictine has the louder and more involved fans. You can hear them banging the seats back in the background. Hand off Xavier, kicking outside. Now turns into the middle. There's nothing there. He's going to wrap up the football and be stopped for a little to no gain. For Kaiser, the tackle made by Tommy Battle the fourth. Tommy's not a very big guy. He's 5'9", 5'10", little guy out there coming up from that safety spot. He and Justin Carcel, there are a couple of safeties back there. They are a couple of leading tacklers on this team. So that tells you that offenses are getting into the Kaiser defensive backfield. Benedictine on the second down, 8 call. Again, the play action. Back to throw is Dooley. Sets up with time. Throws right, and it's going to be short. Poor pass. Looking for Joseph here on the near side. It was not very close. It was certainly uncatchable. And it'll bring up for Benedictine now a third down call. Ravens across that front line. How about Harrison Schmidt and Jacoby Hinton, Rashad Beckham, Eddie Swislowski, and Britton Smith? BC's going to bring Joseph wide to the near side. They've got Dalton back in the backfield. They're going to slot with Jay Sean and wide left with Jacob. Gathright has not been in the mix yet today. You can expect for sure he will be before this thing is over. Third down and long. An apparent passing down. Dooley's back, throws right, got his man, and it's nearly picked off. Should have been picked off. That pass was thrown behind Jay Sean Todd on the near side. Getting over here, Kinsley Johnson got two hands on it. Failed to come up with that interception. And Benedictine, on a very windy day in South Florida, going to go for what will be a 46-yard field goal effort by Harry Balke. Harry has hit from as long as 44. So this is going to be 46. Putting it down on the 36-yard line. Dooley to hold. It is down. It is up. Plenty high. Plenty long. Did it get through that? It's right down the middle. Field goal. Good. And the Ravens have taken the lead on their first possession of the afternoon. And we're going to take a timeout. With 7:11 to go in the opening quarter, we are in West Palm Beach, Florida, where it's Benedictine 3 and Kaiser nothing.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back once again. Got to kick off that holiday get-together with a trip to Hunley Liquor. Hunley Liquor in Atchison, Kansas. They're always helpful, always local. Harry Balke, he has been the guy for this team all year. Connects again on that field goal. And now this kickoff, that thing is 8 yards deep. They're going to bring it out. What a decision. Up the right side of the 10. Spinning to the 15, and the Ravens stock him up, and I'm not sure the return man gets to the 20-yard line. What a job by the Benedictine kick coverage. And I'll tell you what, that's a bit of a courageous, I guess that's a courageous move by the return man back there. And he does not appear on any of our sheets. Let me find him for you, the return guys. Claudel Sherman, he's a backup freshman quarterback out of Booker T. Washington High School right here in South Florida. The Raven defense is going to come out for the second time on the afternoon with 7:01 to go. Yeah, Kaiser sent us information, and oh, it's the same as it was. Well, you know, maybe it is, maybe it's not. That's okay. We will figure this stuff all out even without a lot of help from them. Beautiful afternoon here. Their media break is occurring here at the midpoint of the opening quarter. And so, with that, I can remind you that L&L Construction, boy, if you need something done, something fixed, something repaired, something built, if it's new, if it's refurbished, remodeled, redone, call them up. They are the answer for you. They can do anything that you want done. They'll make it happen. That is L&L Construction. You know them. They are the guys in the red trucks. We are just a little over halfway through the opening quarter, 7:01. In the first quarter. So, Kaiser is going to come out of the field. The ball is spotted at their own 19-yard line. Not probably going to keep Kaiser scoreless in the course of the afternoon. I mean, they're pretty doggone good. They ended up 6-0 in the conference, 9-0 on the season. Under first season head coach Miles Rush. Quarterback is back, hands off into the middle. Ravens stack him up. Look at Abram Phillips with the contact at the 20-yard line. There will be the gain of one. No, wait, they're going to say he got him behind the line. Hold on. They're going to say a loss of two where Abram Phillips makes the initial stop. They're going to say he's falling forward, but they're not going to get him that. It's going to be a loss of a couple of yards. How about Abram? He's been fantastic throughout his career at Benedictine, and only a sophomore out of Olathe North High School. He's already a second-team all-hack performer. 57 tackles on the season, now more. Running back comes up to the quarterback side. QB's back to throw. He steps up in the pocket. He's going to be flushed out. Now throws that. He's got a man wide open coming out of the backfield, and he'll break one tackle, not the second, picking up about eight or nine. Going to be a yard or two short of the first down as a pass from Shane Spencer is over into the flat to DeAndre Golden. DeAndre, a first-team all-Sun Conference guy. But here's this. 21 catches, 278 yards, made him all-conference. Now, on third down and two, the straight-ahead run is nowhere close enough. The Ravens stack it up, and it's going to make them a fourth down. Again, for Kaiser. This time they're going to run the punting unit into the game. The Benedictine defense all season long has been fantastic. They are fantastic here this afternoon. Now they're going to bring in big guys. They're going to try to go for it at their own 28-yard line. Quarterback's under center, hands off, running back, back to the side. He is not going to get close. The Ravens stand him up. The Ravens push him back. A fourth and one. Goes backward for 2 yards. The Ravens defense is held, and the Benedictine offense is coming out on a short field. 5:25 to go in the opening quarter. Kaiser fan stunned, sitting out here in the stands. They're looking at one another. They've seen nothing like this before in the Sun Conference. And a Raven offense is going to come out. They're going to have a first and 10 at the Kaiser 28-yard line. Last guy coming in from the far sideline. It's going to be TZ. Wide to the right side, gas right, slot right. It's going to be Jason. You can look for the Ravens to go deep. And it's not even that deep. Inside the 30-yard line is the line of scrimmage, 28. BC is going to put them in motion to the left side. Play action. Quarterback back to throw. Flush out of the pocket. Throws the ball. It just falls to the ground. It's going to be incomplete. The crowd whining for a downing call. But the ball lands at the feet of Dalton Witherspoon. That is not going to be called a grounding call. It'll bring up a second down for Benedictine. Ravens are going to be looking now at a second down 10. We're at 5:19. The clock stops with that incompletion. Witherspoon is going to be in the backfield. Quarterback about 4 yards behind the football. Running back about 4 yards behind him. Second down 10. Ravens at the 28. Motion to the right side. Wraparound handoff. Witherspoon straight ahead. Witherspoon to the 25. Down he goes to the 20-yard line. He's going to be within a yard of the first and 10. The Benedictine offense moving a football. They're going to mark him down at the 21. It'll bring up a third down and a long 2 yards.
Falls on the 21-yard line. It'll be 33.
Third down and a couple for the Ravens as we go inside 5 minutes of play. What has been a very briskly moving first half of college football. Gathright. Right to the left side. Haven't seen Gathright get his hands on the ball yet today. Ravens looking for him. Now BC will shift everyone to the left side. That is going to be the wide side. The handoff is going to go to the running back, and Witherspoon puts his head down, powers forward. Move the chain. It's a Benedictine first and 10. So the Ravens are going to advance the sticks. First down, Benedictine. Neither team passing the ball really well early. For the Ravens, it's been a matter of establishing that running game. And now coming into the lineup again for BC, it's going to be Eddie Swislowski. Eddie, the big guy out there, that Raven front group, is big and strong. Jackson Duther right now is only 2 of 6 throwing the ball, but Shea Spencer is 1 of 2. Neither quarterback throwing over 50%. Now the Ravens are going to, they said it was going to be 3rd and inches, and the Ravens go to the brotherly shove, and looks like they're going to pick this thing up. Yes, it's 1st and 10, Benedictine. Jackson Dooley, he gets up off the ground, and he crawls up off the top of a couple of his linemen down there, and particularly you got Trey Madrid down on the ground, Rashad Beckham. Those guys are so good. In the middle, Jacoby Hinton. On the right side, you got Britton Smith. It's 1st and 10, Benedictine. Now they will have the ball at the 17-yard line. Motion left, Tyler Watson. The handoff. And Gorgie falls to the ground. I don't even think he lost his footing. I don't think anything happened. He just took the handoff and fell down. So it's going to bring up a third down call, or second down call for Benedictine. Second down and a dozen. With 3 minutes to go in the first quarter,
Ravens have a 3-0 lead. They are inside the 20-yard line. It'll bring up a second down, 11. Benedictine inside the 20. Witherspoon is going to be on Jackson's right hand. Wide side of the field to the left side. That's where all the receivers are going to set up on this second down call. Julie's back, looks left, going back, fade pattern, back of the end zone, way overshoots Jayshon. I don't know that Benedictine has thrown at or toward Jacob Gathright yet today. They have thrown at Jayshon several times, and Jayshon with no receptions yet this afternoon. Matter of fact, the Ravens' only catches have been made by Dalton Witherspoon. So for Benedictine, this is going to be a big third down call, and a tough third down call. Not third down at 3 or 4 or 5. Third down at more than 10. Third down at a dozen inside the 20-yard line. They got to get this thing down to near the 7. Motion to the right side. That's going to be Gathright. Witherspoon in the backfield. Back to throw. Dooley. The blitz is on. He's back. Throws. Caught on the near flat. Witherspoon's not going to get anywhere close. He'll get this back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe he picked up a yard, maybe a couple of yards, but he did not get much. His old Evan Jackson's over there, the number two tackler on this team. He comes into the game with 61 tackles and an interception on the season. And the Ravens are going to look at a fourth down. And again, Harry Balke checks into the game. So for Kaiser, total frustration. They've not been able to move the ball. But for their defense, they have not given up the touchdown. The Ravens looking for their second field goal of the opening quarter. The crowd, we're making some racket. The ball is up. Again, it's plenty high, plenty long, plenty good. And we're going to take a timeout as Benedictine doubles its lead. Timeout of the field with 2 minutes exactly to go in the opening quarter in Florida. Benedictine 6, Kaiser nothing.
6, Kaiser Seahawks 0.
You guys are double Seahawks, no more. No more.
Okay, not hearing anything down the line. Hope that everything is okay back home. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine going to be put to the bottom of the tee, and the Rams are going to be set to kick it away from their own 35-yard line. And again, in to do the kicking for the Ravens. It's going to be 6-foot redshirt freshman out of Olathe South High School. That's Christian Kloby. Now, the last kickoff went well into the end zone, and Kaiser decided to run it out. Coach says, you know what, I want a new kick return guy back there, and he's going to take it at the 2. Comes to the near side, cuts back across the field, looking for a block, cuts back to the left side, shoved out of bounds on the near side. A lot of running, first to the right, then to the left, and finally out of bounds, and a short return for Renfro Van Gates. And again, Kaiser is going to begin what will be their third possession of the opening quarter with, again, poor field position. And it's so, this crew is so slow. They're going to mark it down at the 17-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Kaiser, from their own 17. The Raven defense has been very sharp so far this afternoon. Kaiser with quarterback Shay Spencer. The handoff, no, the quarterback keeps, throws it to his man out of the backfield who drops the ball. The Ravens are going to jump on it, but that was going to be an incomplete forward pass. Not much forward, but a little forward. And Mauricio Porcia, just had a glance off him. It might have been a little behind him, but I think Porcia was A, hoping to run with the ball, B, seeing a defender that was about ready to hit him, and then ultimately lets it fall to the ground. It'll bring up a second down 10. Clock stops to the incompletion with a minute 46 to go, opening quarter. From their own 18. Again, the quarterback rolls right, looks downfield. He's got a man, a leaping catch, and it's held on to the defense over there by Blue Kaplinger. A nice leaping catch made over on the right side. And it is Porcia coming down with the catch. They're going to move the ball all the way up to the 39-yard line. That is maybe the best play of the ball game so far for Kaiser. First and 10. Seahawks at their own 39. Running back is going to be now Jaden Menziger. He's the little one, the 5'8", 200-pound one. He'll take the ball into the middle, and he'll be caught at the ankles. He'll fall forward and maybe cross the line of scrimmage. Ravens say the ball pops loose. The officials are running all up over there, and they'll say it is second down. And we've got a Kaiser player who's telling his teammates to get away from him. I need a minute. Now, rolling to his feet is a left tackle, Jude Garrier. Garrier, a 6'2", 339-pounder out of Boca. He is another first-team all-conference Kaiser player, and he stays in the game. It'll bring up a second down at 9 at their own 40-yard line. This will be the final, probably, opening quarter play, barring an incomplete pass. Second down at their own 40. QB's back. Looks left, throws left. Right through the hands of a receiver, Andrew Burnett. I've seen guys come out of the backfield who are not great receivers, and Burnett is. And for whatever reason, hits him right in both hands and goes away. It is incomplete. And so with the incompletion, the clock stops at 18 seconds. And now Kaiser's got another decision to make. It is a third down and 8. Call it their own 40. They've had a lot of trouble catching the ball. Long count. Back to throw again. Stepping up in the pocket. Now he's going to run. Going to get hit. Going to pick up a first down, and the ball pops loose. The Ravens are diving on it. Benedictine thinks they've gotten it. The official says it's Raven football. Benedictine takes it away. Shea Spencer tries to be a hero as he keeps the ball and had the first down, but made that last forward lunge. Stretches the body out, extends it, doing that Superman dive, and coughs it up. Benedictine is going to have the ball first and 10 right at midfield with 6 opening quarter seconds left. What a great defensive play by the Ravens to come up with another failure by Kaiser. At the midfield stripe, it is first and 10, Benedictine. Ravens with a 6-0 lead. And they're going to let the clock run out. Now, wait a minute. Oh, the Kaiser's going to ask for a review. All right. We've been down this road. We know what the quality of review is. But we're going to let them scope this out. Hold on.
Kaiser is challenging Louis of a fumble recovered by Benedictine. The previous play is under further review.
Okay. Well, we will see if perhaps Kaiser's technology is really good, or perhaps the play was really, really obvious one way or another, but I do not believe yet in the era of replay that we've ever seen anything that the officials felt was definitively enough clear that they could overturn an on-field ruling. But certainly, I do not blame first-season head coach Miles Russ, because Miles has got to do something. His team has struggled in this opening quarter. This is not something that Kaiser has done during the course of this season. Struggle with opponents. I mean, as a rule, they have been rolling up points, and they have been running away from other teams. And that said, they want to try to stop some of this negative momentum. So let's see what happens with Kaiser right here. Ball at the 50-yard line. Three of the officials are huddled around it. We've got an official over here on the near side, and they are looking at the review here on the near side. And we'll see what it is. The Kaiser team thinks that it's down. The assistant coaches over here looking at their little iPads, their little tablets. They felt that the ball was not out. So we'll see how correct they are in this. Hey, the crew taking a world of time. I get it. It's kind of important to get these calls right at this point. Benedictine coming in. They have had a long and difficult road with great opponents, all road games in the postseason, and they have been able to prevail in each of them, first in Fort Worth and in Marion, Indiana, and now down here in West Palm Beach, Florida this afternoon as the clouds thicken up and a little sprinkle starts, but it'll start, but then in a couple of minutes it'll go away. That's kind of how it is in South Florida. And you probably are able to get the feeling that I'm always frustrated with the attempts at these replays because they involve so much time. They're such a momentum changer in the course of a game. Teams are out here ready to play, wanting to play. And I get it, the officials, if they're going to be called out to make this call, they've got to take the appropriate amount of time to do the due diligence. It is confirmed. Okay. Thank you. I get some help from the booth adjacent me, and they say that they believe it's going to be called a 4th and 3. Now, the ball's at 50, which is right at close to that first down spot. But again, so much time being used up here. Next week, tons of things going on around K Radio. We're going to be keeping you up to speed, Stan.
Benedictine football.
Well, so much for that. It is Benedictine football. And again, the review comes up as inconsequential. Here comes the Raven offense. We're down to 6 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Ravens are going to get a snap away. So, Joseph, we're about ready to wrap up this first. And Joseph, our producer and engineer, back in the studio today. Welcome, Joseph. Here comes Benedictine from the midfield stripe, leading at 6-0. Jay Sean, motion right. QB's back. Rolling, throwing, and for gas right, way out of bounds, not catchable, and 0.9 seconds. So we're going to get another play in this first quarter. Gathright was pretty well defended over here, and for Jackson, it was probably prudent for him to get that ball out in front of Jacob far enough that it was well out of the reach of the defender, and he was just able to let the thing get out of bounds. So here we go for Benedictine, second down, 10, still at the 50. And QB's back, flares it over, near side, gas right, we'll take it. Stiff arms, picks up about 5, and now the opening quarter will end.
21, Jacob.
We'll be back, first quarter in the book in West Palm Beach, Florida, after one in this NAIA semifinal game of the National Football Championship Series. It's Benedictine 6, Kaiser nothing.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. Or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Ready for some feastivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nacho's Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nacho's Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
The two teams huddle up around their respective coaching staffs. Benedictine leading it 6-0 on a pair of hairy field goals to get the only Raven scoring. It has been the BC defense that has led the charge so far. Balkan hit one from 46, then he hit one from 33. So on the Ravens' first two possessions of the game, they hit it with a field goal. On Kaiser's first three possessions of the game, they end up with a quick kick, a punt, quick kick, a turnover on downs, and a fumble turnover. So that is how it has gone for them. Here we go. Don't forget, there's another game going on around the country. We'll be talking about them when they start. It'll be a little bit later up in Des Moines. But right now, Ravens are looking at a third down at about 5. At the 45-yard line of Kaiser. Back to throw is Dooley. Throws left. Has his man badly thrown. Poorly thrown. Way out of the reach of his intended receiver. Jackson just sailed that thing. Looking on the left side for a wide-open Xavier Ugorji. Has Xavier caught that ball? It would have been a first down and plenty to spare. But for Benedictine, it will be the first punt of the afternoon as the rain really picks up. The crowd is scrambling. Those who are prepared and South Florida natives pulling out the umbrellas, some pulling out blankets.
85, Christian Clove back to punt.
Clove is going to be standing at his own 40-yard line to punt this away. The return man at the 20 on the other end. The boot is a screamer. It's a rocket. It's going to land at the 5, and the Ravens unable to stop it from getting into the end zone. It is going to be a touchback. Wow. What a kick by the redshirt Frenchman, Christian Clobe. Unfortunately for Benedictine, because of how good that kick was, it was ultimately only a 20-yard net gain. First and 10. Here comes Kaiser. Now, the question for Kaiser is really less will they get this offense going, only when they get the offense going and how long Benedictine can keep them at bay. They're just really, really good, and it's going to be hard to stop them the entire afternoon. But the longer the Ravens keep them away from that scoreboard, the better it is for Benedictine. And this is an interesting move by Kaiser. They're going to bring in a new running back for the first time this season. And the ball's going to go into the left side of the line, and it's going to be extremely short yardage. We're going to get Jaden Miller in, I guess. He's a 6-foot freshman. He's the third running back we've seen today for Kaiser. Last week, 15 carries, 40 yards for Jaden Miller. Very, very difficult to see out of our windows here as the rain continues to pour down. It is a second down and long call. Miller's going to get the handoff again. Again, he'll try the middle of the line. And again, there's just not going to be much there. Raven defense doing a superb job of jamming him up inside. And it is going to bring up Kaiser. And they are going to be looking at third down at about 5, just shy of the 25-yard line. Kaiser with a football, third down, 5. They got to get this thing up to the 30, coming off that touchback. Everybody's going to be out of the backfield now for quarterback Shea Spencer. They'll go trips right, quarterback's back, looks right, throws right, has his man. It's going to be caught at the 30, 35, 36, 37-yard line. A trio of receivers around it make a good, solid tackle after the first down on the receiver over here. That is Mauricio Porcha. It'll be first and 10 Kaiser as the Seahawks would like to get their offense moving here this afternoon. For Kaiser, that is only their second first down today. First and 10, Seahawks. Play clock rolling along at 14, 13. Quarterback Spencer, the senior from Vero Beach. Last week, 23 of 31 for 239. Play action, throws the man out of the backfield. It's going to be caught on the left side, trying to shake a defender down. Going to go clear across the field, going all the way across to the near side. Looking for the edge, going to elude one, get across the 40 to the 41, 42. He ran 40 yards left, came back another 50 to the right side, gains about 4 yards, and is tackled by Benedictine Zach Lacombe. Zach is a first-team All-Heart of America Athletic Conference player at Round Rock, Texas. It is a second down, 5, Kaiser. Seahawks are going to try to get their offense untracked here a little bit. Motion right. Quarterback's going to roll left. He's got his man out of the backfield, and again, that's where they're going to go to. And that's going to be complete. And it's going to be open over to the left side and picking up yardage and picking up another first down. It is going to be out of the backfield, Jaden Miller. Now, this is what the Ravens defense has had difficulty with over the year, is that little slant pass. These are not inside slants, though. These are both the last two plays have been slants to the outside, and both times thrown to the running back coming out of the backfield, not staying in the block, but going out into the pattern. So the ball goes across the 50-yard line to the Benedictine 48. 11.5 to go in the first half. Quarterback back to throw again. Has to pull it back down this time, and he's going to dive forward again. And they will say he's down at the 46-yard line, picking up about 2. What happened with Shea Spencer pumped the arm? He was going to throw again to Jaden Miller out of the backfield. But the Raven defense got smart. They seen it. A cornerback had slipped up there. And Shea Spencer had to pull that ball back and then having no option but to run, picks up 2 yards. It is second down, 8. Kaiser at the Benedictine 46-yard line. We're early in the second quarter. Ravens in front, 6-0. QB's back. Now a little off misdirection. Hand off left side, and Jaden Miller is going to get about 6. He'll go down to the Raven near the 40-yard line. Give him 5 to the 41. It is a third down. Kaiser, third down, 3. In Benedictine territory, the Raven 41-yard line. And I would suspect, from what we've seen so far today, Miles Russ is feeling he is in four down territory.
41-yard line, it'll be third and 3.
It'll bring up a third down call at the Benedictine 41. Big call for Kaiser. The undefeated Seahawks here at home trying to fend off Benedictine. QB's back, short drop, looks right, throws right. Again, the same play, same way, and this time the running back slips and falls, but I think he got the first down. They're going to move the sticks. Back again to Jaden Miller, and for the fourth consecutive play, Kaiser runs the same play. None of them for a home run, but all of them for a bunt single, and they're continuing to matriculate the football downfield. It's inside the Benedictine 40-yard line at the 38. Clock inside 10 to go in the second quarter. There is a lot of football to be played here yet this afternoon. Wide to the left side is Renfro Van Gates. They'll slot to the left side, single man wide to the right side, but the trouble for the Ravens now have been Jaden Miller, their running back. He's big, he's tall. Now they're going to pitch it to Jaden Miller. He'll try the outside. They'll stretch him to the sideline, and Blue will run him out of bounds into the Benedictine bench. He was chased to the far sideline by Heath Baker. He got beyond Heath, but never could get to the corner because by the time he had gotten there, Kaplinger, with the superior speed, had been able to close it. There's going to be loss of a yard. Second down and 11 at the 39-yard line. 9:20 to go in the first half. Kaiser with the ball just inside the Raven 40-yard line. And again to the backfield is Jaden Miller. Wonder if Coach Russ has decided Miller's their guy. This time the QB's back looking deep. Right side of man wide open, undefeated. 2015, 10-5 touchdown, Kaiser. No one came to the near side. No one got in front of Lewis Averhart. And Kaiser ties the game at 8:50 to go in the opening quarter. An undefended receiver on the right side races into the end zone, and a PAT could give the Seahawks a lead. In the kick is going to be Nico Cabanillas. Cabanillas in to kick to hold Chase Spencer, and it is up and counted. And Kaiser has taken the lead. We got a timeout. 8:50 to go in the opening half. Seahawks 6, or rather Seahawks 7, Benedictine 6.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Something that worked for them, and they worked it and worked it and were able to utilize it to get themselves downfield and take a lead away from Benedictine, who on three possessions has come up with two field goals as the drives were stymied each time. So here comes the Raven kick return unit, and Benedictine is going to have Joseph Longapuliana on the far side. On the near side is going to be Jay Sean Todd. They'll settle into the Benedictine 5-yard line. The Kaiser kickoff is going to be off the toe of Ben Derby. Ben is a left footer. And there it goes. And it's a nice kick, high and deep. And the Ravens are going to say, we are not going to even bother returning that. We'll take it on the touchback and get the offense back out on the field. So for the Ravens, for the first time this afternoon, they're looking at coming from behind with 8:50 to play.
Media.
And we're going to get a timeout, taking a media break. Joseph, let's enjoy this with him. What do you say? Timeout on the field, 8:50 to go, opening half. We're in Florida. It's college football on Care Radio. Kaiser 7, Benedictine 6.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, Hey, South Florida. Beautiful place to be here today. The weather is fantastic. We're in the middle 70 at game time here today. Thanks for having me join us, Joseph, producing and engineering back in the Care Radio Sports Studios. As I sort through many thousands of pages of information, looking for the page that I haven't found yet, but I got it here. All right, Ravens are going to bring their offense out of the field. And it's going to be first and 10 to the 25-yard line. Benedictin with the ball. Jackson Dooley will run the team. Hands off Witherspoon. He's hit in the backfield. He'll lose a couple of yards, and Kaiser's feeling it now. Kaiser fans have woken up and begun to get into the ball game a little bit. And now Kaiser will have a good play on that first down. Drop Benedictin and Dalton Witherspoon for the loss of a couple of yards. It's a second down and a dozen. BC from inside his own 25-yard line.
Cost of one on the play, second and 11.
So it will be a handoff straight ahead. Ravens are getting nothing. Stood up, driven back, and right now Kaiser's charged up. And the Raven offense is looking a little bit flat out here now. There'll be no gain on that play. It'll bring up a third down for Benedictin and 10. So third down 10 for the Ravens. So here we go. Benedictin on a big third down call. You would think an apparent passing down, little 52 defense. QB's back to throw. The pressure's on. He steps up. He's sacked. Well, I'll tell you what, he got blown up back there. They came through so fast, the Kaiser front line did, and Jackson Dooley was swallowed up. Back at the 15-yard line, losing about 10. And Benedictin, three and out, negative 10 yards on a possession, and they are going to be kicking into what has become now gale-like winds. I mean, the winds will go down, the sun will come out, the clouds will come back, the rains will start again, the winds will pick back up. The weather here is changeable by the minute. And Benedictin standing now with their punter at the 5-yard line. Kloby takes a snap, mishandles it, picks it up, and gets off a horrible kick. That is just an embarrassment. It's going to bounce at the 25, up at the 26-yard line. And for the Ravens, that is absolutely the last thing they wanted to see off the toe of the punter, Christian Kloby. That is about a, I don't know, 7, 8, 9-yard punch. And the Seahawks, who have the momentum, they have the lead, and now they have the football deep in Raven territory to begin this series. They are in a great spot. We're at 6 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the opening half. Benedictin with his back up on the wall a little bit, trailing in a ball game at 7-6. Here comes Kaiser and Shea Spence to the quarterback. After all of his success, so what does Coach Russ do but take Jaden Miller out of the game and going to rotate in Andrew Burnett as the Seahawks have a three running back rotation. Mauricio Porcia, receiver, will go motion right. They'll hand off to Burnett, puts his head down, just runs over the line, and will power forward for 5 or 6. He's going to be just short of the 20-yard line. And when he runs in again, he runs very vertically. Not the way you're typically taught to run as you know, are trying to get a little lean in and a little push. No, he goes in just standing straight up, and at 6'2", 225, he's a big, strong cat out there, and he's able to run into the middle of that defensive line and push them back, gain a 5 on a first down carry. It's second down to the 22. Motion by going into the left side on the second down call. They'll loop the receiver back around behind the quarterback who will keep the ball himself, run straight ahead. There's nobody going to touch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's leaning for the end zone. He'll be stopped at the 1. The Ravens bent all the way on that one. The quarterback, it was almost like a delayed draw where he fakes the handoff, fakes the throw, and then just tucked it and went straight up the field in his first and goal from about a yard away. And the rains come back down.
Falls at the 3-yard line.
So the short punt looks like it's going to cost Benedictin dearly. And the BC is going to bring in the big defensive front. You're going to have Kaiser bring in a couple of different blockers. And you're going to have the ball put in the hands of Andrew Burnett. He's got a fullback in front of him. Hand off. Burnett will go outside, will lean and twist and turn, and the official says touchdown, Burnett. So Andrew Burnett is going to go in to the end zone with 6:48 to go. And that Ravens quick three and out where they had negative 10 yards, and then a less than 10-yard punt has put the BC team in a bad spot. Andrew Burnett. I'm going to call that a 3-yard run. And we're going to have Kevin Ellis for the PAT. And it is up and... Now, wait a minute. We've got to stop you playing. There are sheets of water. This is like Caddyshack. The water blowing across here. And by the way, that was filmed not too far from here.
Offense, number
55. Okay, so Kaiser's going to get pushed back a little bit. They're going to boot this thing again. A little bit of different from not going to be a real big deal for second team All-Sun Conference kicker Nico Cavanius. This season, he's 51 of 52 PATs. Terry Balke, 68 of 69. Ravens with a lot more points on the season, but they are trailing here now. Cavanius waiting to kick it. It is down and up and got it. We're taking a break, Joseph. Time out of the field at 5:16 to go in the opening half. It's now Kaiser 14, Benedictine 6.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Right. Do they have to score here in the last 5:16 of the half? No. Would it really, really, really be beneficial to them? Yeah, you would like to see the Ravens. Who will get the ball to begin the second half? You'd like to see them go into the locker room with a little bit of momentum. Certainly that last possession was not that. And now as if the kicker advances on the ball, it blows off the tee. And now I think the rain has subsided a little bit. The sun is beginning to pop out, but the wind is still absolutely fierce. Gives me a chance to remind you that Atchison Auto Parts, you know those guys, they're your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. They got locations in Atchison, Leavenworth, Smithville, and now in Sabetha. They can get your parts the same day if they're not in the store. Atchison Auto Parts. So here we go. Let's see again if Kaiser can get this kick away. And there she goes. End over end. And Ravens are going to field it halfway deep. And they're going to take a knee. So Benedictine going to get the football back. It'll be first and 10 off the touchback. 5:16 to go. 5:16 to go in the second. And let's see what the Ravens have got up their sleeve here. Again, for Benedictine, an opportunity for, well, Gus almost liked that possibility of back-to-back scores on a couple of quick back-to-back possessions. Seahawks coaches are content, trying to incite the crowd a little bit. Ravens are going to hand off to Witherspoon. He'll try the outside, gets a little block, 30, and he's going to be up on the near side, relatively near first 9 yard. He's going to be about a half a yard short at the 34. So that was a nice turn up the field, up the near side, and I'm going to give tons and tons of credit on that sweep out here to Jacoby Hinton, the big old guy out of Katy, Texas, 6'2", 280. Got out in front, made a nice lead block, sealed off the outside, and provided an opportunity for Witherspoon to get to the edge, turn it up for 9. It's 2nd and 1, Benedictine. The Ravens with the football, 2nd down and a yard to go from their own 34. Motion right, Jay Shine. Quarterback back, pass over the middle, and it's so hard. That thing was high and fast and uncatchable for Tanner Zimmerman, and it'll go incomplete.
Third and one.
So right now in the game, Jackson is 4 of 12 for 23 passing yards. He is a much, much, much better quarterback than that. But he's having some issues early in the game here this afternoon. Ravens have only Witherspoon with 3 catches out of the backfield and Gathright with a 5-yard catch. Benedictine has been able to do nothing over the field. QB's back. We'll hand off Witherspoon. Looking for a block. We'll get it. Goes outside. We'll get the first down. Angles to the near side. Run out of bounds into the Kaiser sideline. He'll be across the 40-yard line up at the 41 where they will advance to 6 and Benedictine will achieve a 1st and 10. Official stops the clock briefly. They'll reset the down markers. We're just over 4 minutes to go here in the first half.
Ball's on the 41-yard line, 1st and 10.
BC quickly back up over it. And again, you just keep feeling like at some point, Julie's going to look downfield and find a Gathright or a Jay Sean or a Joseph. He's back, rolling right, rolling right, rolling right. Now he's got his man, and again, badly thrown out in front of Jay Sean, who makes that lunge at the ball, but it's beyond his grasp and reach, and he's unable to make the catch. And the Ravens having very, very difficult day throwing the ball so far. Clock stops inside 4 minutes to go. 3:56 to play in the first half. What the Ravens don't want to do is have this drive stall and then give the ball right back. And goodness, they don't need another first half Kaiser touchdown. Now Witherspoon's got nothing. He goes outside, then he tries to stop and slow walk. It was really ultimately just allowed the defense to come up. First guy up there making initial contact on this for Kaiser is 6. And look at that. His free safety, Evan Jackson, to come all the way up from deep in the backfield to make that first contact. And then as he slows him down, you got second contact being made by Rama. And now the Ravens looking at a long down situation. Quarterback is back there again. They'll set up a screen, and that was a horrible pass. That thing was about 3 or 4 feet short of Xavier Ugorji. The Ravens had it set up perfectly, and again, another poor pass by Jackson Dooley. He is now 4 of 15 throwing a football, and Benedictine so far with 23 first half passing yards. And once again, Benedictine is going to be forced to punt the football away.
Christian Globe back to punt.
Kobe's back at his own 25-yard line. A return man at his own 30. Christian's last punt, less than 10 yards. Let's see what he can do better. The snap is a little low, and he'll get this one away. It's not a very good kick either, but he'll take a huge Raven bounce at the 40 and down to the 35, and they're going to let it die right there at the 35-yard line. And Kaiser with a chance for a back-to-back-to-back touchdown. They've scored on each of their last two possessions, and they're going to have one more possession with plenty of time on the clock. And even though I can't see through the rain-soaked windows here in Southern Florida, 3:05 to go here in the opening half.
Seahawks will start at the 20.
Seahawks are going to begin this thing at their own 20. They're going to give them the 26-yard line, just across the 25-yard line. We'll call it the 26. And the statistics here have kind of gone down, and it looks like the system's crashed because they're showing zeros on the time. So we'll see what happens here. Benedictine back on defense. Quarterback is going to take the snap, roll right, pulls it back down, looks over the middle, and got a man wide open in the middle, breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, finally hit by the third man, who will make the stop and a 6-yard gain in the middle of the field for Kaiser. Making the catch is Alicia Edwards. Alicia is a 6'2" sophomore from Fort Lauderdale, just right down the street. It's a 2nd down 4 call. This time the running back straight ahead. He's got acres of room. Goes outside, picks up a 1st down. Raven defenders can't put him on the ground. They stand up, they dance, do a little tango, and finally the officials get tired of watching him stand there pushing and shoving to stop the play. But it's across the 40, across the 45, up to the 46-yard line, and Jaden Miller. Jaden Miller, he's been the difference maker in this ballgame right now for Kaiser. with 2:19 to go. Kaiser back up over it again. Miller will go into the middle of the line, and this time Benedictine is going to make a little contact, and they're going to stop him after a gain of two or three. And that has been the least the Ravens have given up to him, I think, in any carry that he's had so far this afternoon. Anyway, Jaden Miller's been really outstanding, the 6 foot, 2 inch Miami native, only a freshman for this team. And we're going to get our 2 minute break. Taking a break, Joseph, with 2 minutes to go in the opening half. We're in Florida. It is the semifinal round of the football championship series. Your score, Kaiser 14, Benedictine 6.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
The only certainty in life is that things change, and your needs will change with it. Contact Alex Gehring with Thrivent Financial, 913-203-4995, and work with him to build a plan that fits your goals. 913-203-4995.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at Benedictine.edu.
The both teams come up around their respective coaching staff. That said, also, out in the center of the field, the officiating crew is huddled up together out on the logo. And right now, Kaiser is the team with all of the momentum. Benedictine had it early. They had a couple of, matter of fact, three really big stops in the opening quarter. But for the Ravens, the offense is sputtered. It is sputtered early in the game. It's sputtered all afternoon. And Joe, those three big defensive stops resulted in two field goals by Harry Balke. They were great ones. Harry with a couple of long field goals. But the Ravens offense has been unable to generate anything here this afternoon. Now quarterback is back to throw for Kaiser. Wind it up and throwing deep. He wants a home run. He's got his man downfield and overshooting. Having beaten double coverage downfield, Renfro Van Gate, first team All-Sun Conference wide receiver. He had a couple of steps on everyone. But the pass from Jay Spencer was out of his reach and a little too long. It'll bring up now a third down 7 for Kaiser. And coming out of the game is going to be Jaden Miller. They're going to take him out and put him on the near sideline. It's a third down 7. I think that's Metzinger in the back. Quarterback is back to throw, rolling, looking, going downfield. He's got a man wide open and badly thrown, incomplete. It was closer to Benedictine's defender back there, and Isaiah Hastings made a leaping stab at the football, but he had no hope of getting that thing in. But Shea Spencer with a pass out of reach. And we've been talking about the passing of these two quarterbacks. Neither one has exactly set the world on fire. Shea Spencer's 8 of 13 for 107. Jackson Dooley is 4 of 14 for 23 passing yards in the first half. Now the Ravens are going to put their punt return unit out there, and there's the kick. It is not a good kick. It is very short. Bounces up to 25, and it's going to go out of bounds around there. We'll see where the officials spot this thing down. So the Ravens, they're going to have it in at their own 22. Benedictine, with a minute 37 to go in the opening half, and with all of their timeouts remaining, is going to come up over the football, but they got a whole long way to go to get downfield. And at this point, they would probably settle for a third first-half field goal from Harry Balke. Here comes BC. And in the backfield with Jackson Dooley will be Dalton Witherspoon. Jackson Dooley, Heart of America Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Year. Ravens are going to need that POY skill to jump up in the second half for them to come back from behind. Here's a pass near flat. It's going to be caught. Jay Sean, 30. Jay Sean pushed out of bounds on the near side, and he's going to have a first down at the 35-yard line. That pass spot on as Jay Sean had come up, cut to the outside, makes the catch, gets the feet down, and about one step later is out of bounds. It'll be up at the 35-yard line, and the clock having stopped, that thing took very little time. We're at a minute 31 to go in the half. Benedictine at their own 35-yard line. This time you're going to find Witherspoon on the quarterback's left hand. Receiver trips right. QB's back. Fires one over the middle and badly thrown. Way behind and way low. Looking for Tanner Zimmerman. Tanner kind of looks at the cloudy sky as he rolls his head back. He's like, man, can't catch it if it's, like, not within reach. It'll bring up a 2nd and 10. He could be certain that Benedictine's going to work on some things. They'll get this all ironed out at halftime, get everybody down on the same page a little bit, get this offense working. Back to throw again, rolling right, rolling right, rolling right, Dooley rolling right, and he's going to throw to Zimmerman right on the sideline, makes the catch as he steps out of bounds, picking up about 5 yards at the 40-yard line. As Jackson was rolling to the far side, the right side, the Ravens sideline over there, and Zimmerman was running parallel with him across the 40-yard line. At the very last moment, that pass was made and caught and gaining 5. It is a 3rd down call for BC with a minute 23 to go in the first half. Still is Witherspoon in the backfield. Still the Ravens have not gone deep. Quarterback is going to go short and a terrible pass. That was way behind Jay Sean. He tried to stop and spin around and he go backward for it, but he couldn't get there. And I'm just not quite sure why the receiver-quarterback connection has been so difficult for Benedictine today, because the Ravens have been so good at doing that all season long. Again, with conference offensive player of the year at quarterback. Now they're going to punt away again. And Christian Klobe, who had 1 punt for 7. The last punt was not very deep, but got a great roll. This punt, oh, that's a screamer. That is back. That is deep. The return man watches the bounce at the 15. Bounce at the 10. He touched it. It's on the ground. It's rolling into the end zone. The Ravens dive on it. And what's the call? That should be a touchdown. The officials are going to walk up. They're going to talk among themselves. Did that return man, did he not touch the ball? I'm sure he did. I'm sure he touched the ball around the 6 or 7 yard line. Now 3 officials coming in. They're standing at the goal line. The Ravens covered it up in the end zone. What is going to be the call? They continue to discuss it at the goal line on the left side, and they can't seem to come up with a decision. Gentlemen, this is your job. You make a call. Either it's a touchback or it's a touchdown, but you got to come up with something, and now they're talking to the referee, and they're going to try to explain it to him, who he was nowhere close. He's got to make a call. What's he going to say to us? He's coming out to the middle.
Really on the field was the punt was muffed and recovered in the end zone by Benedictine. By rule, that is a touchdown.
That's right. Touchdown, Ravens! With 1:03 to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine, their special teams come through, and there is no question, none, that ball was touched around the 7-yard line. It was not grabbed. It was not handled and tossed in the air. But it was reached down at and touched. You could see the deflection of the ball adjust and alter just a little bit. And as you look to the north end zone, okay, you won't believe this. A rainbow has just popped out over the north end of the field, the end of the field into which that touchdown is gone. And with 1:03 to go in the first half, it's now 14-12. And now the Ravens, would you go for 2 here? I'm thinking, why wouldn't you go for 2 here? Here comes the Benedictine offense, looking for the 2-point conversion, looking to tie up this football game. Quarterback Jackson Dooley, Witherspoon to his right hand. Most of it go to the right side, Jay Sean. Hands off, Jay Sean, jet sweep. Throws back to Jackson, catches it at the 5. Dooley dives into the end zone for 2. Ravens, the 2-point conversion, and we've got a tied up football game. Taking a break with 1:03 to go in the opening half. The worm has turned in Florida. It's Benedictine 14, Seahawks 14.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
We're with you here in Florida.
tonight. Three of the officials have the same last name, so I don't know if they're maybe, you know, a couple of three brothers or something. I don't know just exactly, but anyway, this crew made what had to have been a very difficult, difficult call. And here comes the Benedictine subsequent kickoff after the special team score. It'll be fielded at the 7. Cutting up the left side to the 20, blocking to 25, up the right side near the 30, and finally shoved out of bounds into the Kaiser sideline. Seahawks are going to have the football with inside a minute to go in the opening half, and a game that has suddenly become tied at 14. Welcome to South Florida. Benedictine had that punt covered in the end zone by Court Madison. How about that? The big senior. He's a guy out of Topeka, Washburn Rural. Court, what a job. Here comes the Kaiser offense. And again, the clouds start rolling into the skies, darken. Quarterback back to throw. Looking downfield. Pass short. Taken out of the backfield. Same play they've run 15 times, it feels like today. It's good for another 13, 14 yards. This time, though, instead of throwing the football as they have been to Jaden Miller, they throw it to their other running back, Andrew Burnett, the bigger guy, the 6'2" receiver running back, and quickly advance the ball up to the 50-yard line. Three running backs, three different sizes. You got your small, you got your medium, you got your large. Your small, Messinger at 5'8". The medium, Miller at 6', the large, Burnett at 6'2". All of them going over 200 pounds. Quarterback's back, lobs one deep, left side, got his man, makes the catch. 15, 10, down to the 5. Is he getting into the end zone? I can't see through the rain. The rain's pouring down, the windows are covered, and that ball is going to be out of bounds. And where are we going to spot this thing down? With 40 seconds left, and again, the Benedictine secondary giving up the long pass. The ball's going to be out of bounds at the 7-yard line. Quickly back up over, it's going to come Kaiser. Running back to the right side, quarterback is going to roll to the right, roll to the right, roll to the right, chase from behind, throws in the end zone, intercepted in the end zone! Waves are going to bring it out, and across the 5, 6, 7-yard line, Benedictine's defense steps up again, and Kaiser fails again inside the Raven 10-yard line. What a nice job by Benedictine to come up with the INT. The BC defense rises to the occasion again. And now, with 32 seconds to go in the opening half, I would expect the Raven offense just to say, you know what? I'll take a tie into halftime. It is first and 10, Benedictine at the 9. Ravens are going to go to the diamond. They're going to take a knee. We're going to go to halftime. It's intermission in West Palm, Florida, with the Benedictine Ravens taking the early lead. Kaiser coming back. And the Ravens, with late scoring, tying it up, they go to the locker room. And we'll be back to summarize it for you at intermission. Benedictine 14, Kaiser 14.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, CARE 93.7. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. Or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Ready for some feastivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
To West Palm Beach, Florida, where the Benedictine Ravens have come from behind it. Go to the locker room at halftime, tied with number one and undefeated Kaiser. It's 14-14. Benedictine, first possession of the game, field goal. Second possession of the game, field goal. Then they have to punt the ball away on the next four possessions. But on that fourth, it was muffed by Kaiser. Kaiser lost it in the end zone, and Court Madison covers it up. The Ravens go for two. tying the game at 14. Oh, man, the skies have opened up out here. And I'm bringing the equipment back in because it is pouring down in South Florida right now. Oh, whoops, excuse me, man. Thank you. Let's take a little bit of a look at how the first half has proceeded for Benedictine. For Kaiser, Shea Spencer is having a good first half. 10 of 16 throwing the ball for 163 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Jackson Dooley's has started off very slowly. He was 4 of 16, hitting his last two to go 6 of 16 for 42 first half passing yards. Raven rushing. Witherspoon with 10 carries for 35. Samir Ugorji, 3 for 13. For Kaiser, they've got three guys. We talked about the small, medium, large. You got quarterback Shea Spencer, 4 carries for 32. You got Miller, 6 for 26, 16 yards on 7 carries for Burnett. So Kaiser has gained more yards than Benedictine by far. I mean, it's not anywhere a close competition. Kaiser, 246 first half yards to Benedictine's 82. That includes, and it's especially because of 163 passing yards to the Ravens, 42. Penalties, each team has had one. It's been pretty inconsequential. Fourth downs have been big. The Ravens are one of one, and Benedictine's defense has held Kaiser out of picking up a first down on their only fourth down play. Kaiser averaging over, or right at 7 yards per play and 16-plus yards per completion. So Benedictine playing opportunistic football, and they're going to need to do that to knock off the undefeated number one team in the country on their field, but they're in a place to make it happen. It's halftime in Florida, and basically we're starting over, and Benedictine's going to have the football to begin the third quarter. It's halftime. The score here in West Palm Beach, Benedictine 14, Kaiser 14. We're going to get it back to our man Joseph at Acura Sports Studio. He's going to take good care of you here at halftime.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens football action as they're on the road and currently tied at 14-all against Kaiser. We'll be back to Tom and Gus. We'll be back to Tom Kautz, courts or fieldside in just a couple of moments. I did want to take a look at the MSC Radio Network schedule for this next week. Coming up tomorrow on KMZA 92.1 FM, about 10:30, they'll begin the pregame for the Chiefs football game as the Kansas City Chiefs are on the road in Cleveland taking on the Browns. Kickoff is scheduled for high noon. Monday, we've got the Chiefs Kingdom Show on KMZA and KLZA. Over on KTNC, we've got Sports Nightly. All of those start at 6 p.m. We will have on CARE Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. a Candy Cane Cash remote at Taco John's. And KMZA at about 5:45 will have high school basketball as Horton will be at Perry LeCompton. KMZA will have Valley Heights at Nemaha Central. Over here, right here at Hot Country 93.7 at KAIR, we'll have Troy at Valley Falls with about a 6 p.m. tip. KOZA will have Silver Lake at Rossville starting at about 5:45. And over on KTNC, that's KTNC, 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM, we will, of course, be having Falls City at Elmwood Murdoch. On the Holton Channel, we'll have high school basketball, Holton at Perry LeCompton. The Sabetha Channel has Sabetha at Hiawatha, again, with about a 5:45 tip. Hiawatha Channel will have Sabetha at Hiawatha as well. And on the Cobra Channel, it'll be the Jackson Heights Cobras at Onega. Wednesday brings us to coaching shows over on KNZA at about 5:30. It'll be Donovan West, Troy, Riverside, Horton, and Sabetha. On KMZA, we've got Centralia, Frankfort, and Onega. And on KTNC at 6 p.m., we'll have Sports Nightly. Thursday, we have the Candy Cane Cash Grand Prize Drawing at CARE Radio at about 7:30 in the morning. Then we'll have a sports look at about 5:15 following the 5 o'clock news report. KNZA will have coaches shows starting at about 5:30 with Valley Falls, Jefferson West, Perry, and Royal Valley. With KMZA, we're having coaches shows featuring Axtell, Nemaha Central, and Valley Heights. On CARE, after the sports look, we will have coaches' insight with Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN coaches. KTNC will have Sports Nightly. Then on Friday, we'll have high school basketball with Royal Valley at Sabetha on KNZA. KMZA will have Valley Heights at Centralia. CARE will have high school basketball with KC Sumner at Atchison. And KLZA will have high school basketball with ATRS at FCH. SH. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. Or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Taking a look around the area in women's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got Benedictine Ravens taking on Mount Mercy. With 3 minutes and 13 seconds left to go, the Lady Ravens are leading Mount Mercy by 3 points, 63-60. Mid-America Nazarene is running away with Clark's game. It's sitting at 96 points for the Mid-America Nazarene ladies to Clark's 48 with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to go. And Culver-Stockton is trailing Park by 20 points as Culver-Stockton is sitting at 39 points to Park's 56. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
The only certainty in life is that things change, and your needs will change with it. Contact Alex Gehring with Thrivent Financial, 913-203-4995, and work with him to build a plan that fits your goals. 913-203-4995.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
I'll be back in just a moment with a look at that weather eye forecast. Right now, I'd like to mention that the Missouri Tigers basketball team was in play today against the Long Island University Sharks, and it was a good day for the Tigers as they had an 88-61 victory over the Long Island Sharks. KU basketball will not be in play today with K-State basketball. I'm sorry, with KU basketball will be in play today as they will have tip-off at about 2:15 against the North Carolina State Wolfpack. That's KU Jayhawks basketball in play this afternoon. K-State basketball will not be in play this afternoon. The other game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference in football will be taking place in just a few minutes as Morningside is taking on Grandview. You can follow the live stats on that game on the heartofamericaconference.com sports website, and you can follow it going to the sports tab, go to football, then follow it with the scheduling for Saturday, December 14th. In this game, we've got Benedictine, Kansas at 14 points to Kaiser's 14 as well. We'll be returning to Tom Couts after these messages and a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at my bankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance for isolated rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 45, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight, lows level off around 34. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 55. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the low 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we're sitting at 44 degrees with cloudy conditions out there. It currently feels like, 40? With the winds out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 96%, the dew point 42 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's falling. It's sitting at 29.91 inches of mercury. We'll be back to Tom Kautz courtside or fieldside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. Or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's in Atchison, bigger, bolder, deader. We now return to Tom and Gus, live at the stadium for second half action of Benedictine Raven football.
Hey, many thanks, and welcome once again to Kaiser University campus here in West Palm Beach, Florida, where we're at halftime of this afternoon's NAIA National Football Championship Series semifinal game that pits Benedictine and the home Kaiser Seahawks. Hello again, everybody. Welcome back with Joseph. He's producing and engineering back in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Kautz with you here, field side. And I have to say, glancing outside, the Raven fans who have come today, it's phenomenal. Defies description, and I'm knowing that the coaching staff, the team, everybody involved here appreciates the dedication and the dogged pursuit of following this team that these people have brought forward. many thanks to them, and hats off to all the Raven fans who have come here today. The upside is it's probably better than being at the Morningside Grandview game, which is the other game going on in the nation, which has begun literally 5 minutes ago. And so it is already Grandview leading Morningside 7-0, 1:55 into the game. So that didn't take the Vikings very long. The winner of that one will meet the winner of this one next Saturday in Durham for the national championship game. Talking about the game here, how about this? At halftime, I just kind of pulled out my thermometer, 74 degrees here in West Palm Beach. The wind, it is just ridiculous. East at 24, gusting over 30. Humidity, of course, is the intermittent rain, is at 84%, and the humidity is remarkably high at 30-21. Benedictine, the defense has been, I mean, they have been the answer so far for this team. And they are hoping that the offense, oh, the tee ball blows off the tee. Guys are getting ready to kick it away. Here's how good the Raven defense has been. In the postseason, and this is the third postseason game for Benedictine, the Ravens postseason have 8 interceptions. In the postseason, Kaiser has 6 interceptions through 11 games this year. So the Raven defense, I mean, that's just one of many statistics that I could share with you that point out and illustrate just how well this Raven defense has played. For Benedictine, the kick return duo standing back at the 5-yard line, it's going to be Chayshon Todd, Joseph Lagapuyana, back at the 5. And here comes the Kaiser kickoff. Advancing on the ball, and the lefty puts a toe to it. It is end over end, and Chayshon will take it 10 yards. Goes left, 20. Chayshon 5, 30. Chayshon 40. Chayshon 45, 46, 47, 48, 50-yard line. Oh, Chayshon Todd running it up the left side, got to the numbers, cut to the outside, brought it up the hash marks right in front of the Benedictine Benson for the Ravens. The first possession of the second half is going to be begun in outstanding field position at the midfield stripe. It is 1st and 10 BC. As I mentioned a moment ago, the weather has just been up and down. The sun wants to peek out a little bit, and then the next thing you know, the rain comes back down. Right now, a little misty rain, and I judge that by not only I don't see much coming down, just a little bit, and the people outside mostly have the umbrellas put away. Quarterback back to throw. First ball of the left, down the left side of the second half is going to go incomplete. Look for Gathright. The first play of the second half was exactly the first play of the first half, only going down the left side instead of the right side, and Benedictine is going to be going from left to right across your dial here in the third quarter. Benedictine, quarterback Jackson Dooley, now 6 of 19 throwing the ball today. From the 50-yard line, second down call. Motion will come over to the right for BC. Coming wide right is Ethan Perrott. Here's a handoff right into the middle of the line, and about a 4-yard rumble, just getting all he can get, driving and pushing and shoving Dalton Witherspoon into the left side. Give him about a half a dozen, third down and six. Up to the run by Witherspoon. Now Perrott will come out of the game. Coming back into the lineup is going to be Chayshon Todd. Talk to Ethan Perrott. We both arrived at the Amino Center, getting ready to leave for the game yesterday, and he was back in his truck, and I said, you could back that in like a farm kid. He said, well, you know, kind of California desert. He said, it's practically like on the farm. Here's quarterback back to throw. Beebe over the middle. It's going to be caught. That's the big man. That is TZ. Gives them the first down inside the 40-yard line to the 38. Tanner Zimmerman, the only the West guy. 6'5" junior. It's a 1st and 10 Benedictine. Last week, Tanner, 3 catches for 45 yards. That is his first reception here this afternoon. He is a first-team all-conference tight end. Wide to the left side for Benedictine. We're going to get Gathright. Still waiting for Jacob to come up with that big, big catch. QB's back. Back to throw. There's a hold. We haven't had any penalties. Now throwing deep. Going to the end zone. He's got Gathright. He dives. He holds on. Touchdown, Ravens! Jacob Gathright, he had 2 defenders, beat them both. The question was, is he had to lunge and go airborne for that football. The question, was he going to be able to scoop it, hold it against the body, maintain possession? 14 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has retaken the lead. Coming on for the point after effort, it's Harry Balky. Harry's used to 70 degrees in December out of San Diego, California. Jackson Dooley will have the hold. That was a beautiful pass from Dooley to Gathright. It's down, it's up, and Benedictine's up by 7. We're taking a timeout at 13:18 to go in the third quarter. The Ravens score on their initial possession of the second half. It's Benedictine 14, Kaiser. Or it's Benedictine 21, Kaiser 14.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Possession of the second half. It is 21-14. Welcome back to Kaiser University campus, everybody. Ravens are set to put a toe to this football. Harry Balky having another great day, and there's the kick. It is high, deep, and it's going to sail 8 yards deep and not even turning around and thinking about it twice. Renfro Van Gates, the return guy, just let's it go over his head and out of bounds, and it will be a touchback. Kaiser's going to get their offense out of the field for the first time in the second half. Good opportunity for me to remind you that inside, outside, it doesn't make any difference. L&L Construction, they can rebuild, renovate, reconstruct, do any of that stuff. Let them turn your ideas into reality. L&L Construction, the guys in the red trucks. Here comes Kaiser, first and 10 to throw 25-yard line. Little wraparound handoff. Running back is going to dance his way into the line. He's going to get stood up as he gets to the line of scrimmage, and he will have gained 1 yard. A little inertia is going to have him push forward for one. And Benedictine holding for a short gain, and the clock is running along at 13 minutes to go in the third quarter. So we are way, way, way early in on this. Right, and makes myself a little note here. And before the second and 9 call, the officials run up over the football, and the Kaiser linemen are looking to explain themselves to the officials. Benedictine is pointing like it's going to be going the other way. I'm going to put my crowd mic back out in the rain again. It's kind of dripping water. Not good. Here we go. See if we can pick up the call. Markers out there on the ground. This was never bothered to tell us what happened, but it is going to be a 5-yard penalty against Kaiser. So here comes
14 for the Seahawks.
Here comes Kaiser. Now at their own 21-yard line. It's a second down, 14. Quarterback back to throw. Throws to the near side. Ness, he threw that in a hurry because he was in trouble. He was being looked squarely in the eyes by Tim Glazer. Well, I tell you what, Tim was like, come here. Tim Glazer is 6'4", 260-pound senior, arms outstretched, racing towards Shea Spencer. Shea says, I got to get rid of this thing. Throws it over into the left flat, incomplete. It'll bring up a third down, 14. The ball's back just outside their own 20-yard line for the Seahawks. You can hear that roaring in the background. That's Raven fan. That's not Seahawk fan you're hearing making that noise. Seahawks back to throw. Quarterback steps up. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Breaks away. He's going to run. He's got some room at the 25, at the 30, and he's going to be stopped short. The Seahawk fans say it's good. The officials come up and say it's fourth. And that was a really splendid job by Shea Spencer. He got out of trouble, ran forward, but he's going to be stopped a yard short. And is Kaiser going to go for it on fourth down again? The fans have got to be thinking, don't do it. They have not been successful on this afternoon. Once they quick kick, once they got stopped short, Here we go. Fourth down and a yard. Offense stays in. The quarterback's going to hand off. He's going to keep it. He's hit. And the running back's going to carry it and pick up the two. The quarterback, I thought, had faked it and kept the ball, and so did some of the defense, but the running back is going to be able to pick up the first down, and Kaiser rolling the dice at their own 34-yard line. Picks up a couple of yards, it's first and 10. Here come the Seahawks. This is what number one teams of the nation and defending national champions do. They've got faith and confidence in themselves, and the Ravens, well, so far today, they've been able to stifle a lot of that. First down, come with their own 37-yard line. Trips will go to the left side. Quarterback is back to throw, looking left, steps up in the pocket. It's going to throw it into the ground. It's going to go incomplete. Incomplete with 11:15 to go. Good pressure by Benedictine and getting into the backfield. Jared Heron, as the ball comes out of Shea Spencer's hand, Heron puts him on the ground, and it will bring up a second down and 10. Quarterback Shea Spencer looks over to the near sideline. So does his running back, Andrew Burnett. So they have gone with a big running back. And Burnett will set up on the quarterback's right hand. It is second down 10. Receiver Lewis Averhart III is wide right. Quarterback's looking at him, throws at him. It's going to be caught. Running back coming out of the backfield is going to make the catch, and Javi Blomquist will make the tackle after a 5-yard pickup right in front of the Benedict Invention across the 40-yard line. Seahawks picking up 5, and Benedictine, with inside 11 to go in the third quarter, leading it by a touchdown, has the Seahawks looking at a third down 5 call. Can you look at the numbers on the game? Kaiser vastly more total yards on the day, 263 to Benedictine's 132, and many of those came on that first possession of the second half. Ravens are going to shift around on the front line defensively on a third down 5 call. At the 43-yard line, quarterback back to throw again, looks right, pulls it back down, flushed out of the pocket. He's going to roll right, there's a hold, no call. Quarterback's going to pick it up, and he's going to fake the throw, and then put the head down and runs forward for the first down. That is the play. Okay, that is the play that has drawn national attention, has drawn national criticism. A quarterback coming down the field, stopping, pump faking the throw, and then continuing on with the football. What point is he a runner out of the pocket way over on the sideline? Here's a handoff into the running back. He gets a yard. And now we've got a lineman who's holding his elbow. And are we going to have to stop play? Maybe. You think the big guy is able to move off the field. He's reaching around and holding his left elbow, but he's moving his left arm. So I'm under the impression perhaps it is not terribly serious, but they're going to take a timeout. Joseph Trainer's coming out. Let's do it. We're taking a break right along with those Seahawks. 9:50 to go in the third quarter here in South Florida. It's Benedictine 21, Kaiser 14.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction. In business since 1985, Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Of Kaiser University in West Palm Beach, Florida. Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the K Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts with you here. And I tell you what, Benedictine, with that win last week over Indiana Wesleyan, the Ravens are now 4-2 against ranked opponents this season, with losses to Mid-America and Grandview, both teams, of course, that are in the, or have been in this year's football championship series. And so they are going to have that player walk off the field and take a little look at him and his elbow. And here we go. Back to play. Kind of resetting the stage for you. It is a second down, 8 Kaiser. They're across midfield after that quarterback scramble. Across midfield at the Raven, 46-yard line. Second down, 8 at 9:40 to go. Third quarter. QB's back. Looks right now. Looks left. Goes over the middle, and it's going to be caught. Nicely done a good catch short of the 40-yard line. And well defended for Benedictine by Abram Phillips. Abram on top of him as he made that reception. There will be no additional gain. It's the third down and three. For Kaiser, third and three at the Raven 42-yard line. Boy, that says it's four-down territory. It has been four-down territory for them and Coach Miles Russ all day long. Handoff right back. Ball's on the ground. Quarterback got a hop. What a lucky, lucky break. That's a home field bounce. So it came right back up into the hands of Shea Spencer. And good living by Shea Spencer for that thing to come back to him. And with the loss of yardage, Coach Russ is not going to go with the Sheldon Cooper theory of fourth down. He, in fact, looks like he's going to punt the football. Line of scrimmage is back to the 45-yard line, and his kicker, Ben Derby, will stand at the Seahawk 40. Ravens are going to put James John to the Raven 10. Snap back at the ankles, the boot away, and it's high wobbling. That thing, is it going to stay in play? No, it's way out of bounds on the near side. That is not a very good punt. If the line of scrimmage was a Benedictine 45, let's see where it is going to be marked out of bounds. Across the 30 to the 32, that is a 13-yard punt by Ben Derby. Last week, Ben had three punts and one block, 27 on the year, averages 36 a year, but 13 yards on that kick. And here comes the Raven offense. Benedictine with the ball, with a little momentum, and most importantly, with a lead. They're in front, 21-14. Motion's going to go to the left side. That's going to be Joseph. Quarterback over the middle. It's going to be caught. Taken at the 40. At the 45. Bouncing outside. That's LeBron. Puts a head down. He's going to get to the 50-yard line. LeBron Jackson with a catch and carry. Benedictine an 18-yard gain to the midfield stripe. It's first and 10, Ravens. BC moving the football. Quickly, they'll come back over to wide to the right side. This time it's going to be Jacob Gathright. So Gathright will be to the near side. In the backfield, it's Xavier Ugorji. And the Ravens are going to tighten this offense up a little bit. Then they will shift both big tight ends. Zimmerman and Watson to the right side. Motion will come to the right side. Hand off on the jet sweep to the right side. Now the reverse to Gathright. Gets a good block. Springs him 50-45. Left side 40-35. Hurdles his way to the 30-yard line. He leaps over the would-be defender. And the Ravens pick up another 20. First and 10, Benedictine. They go with the reverse. Jacob Gathright showing off the wheels, and the Ravens will advance the chains. We've got 7:20 and rolling along in the third quarter. And Benedictine now with the momentum and moving the football. Jackson Dooley's going to run over to the far side. Hands something, piece of equipment, maybe part of his arm band that has the plays on it, over to Coach. And he's got a back on either side of him, and now they're going to break out of that. Jason will come to the right side. It's first and 10, Ravens at the 30. Quarterback hands off. Left side, Ugorji, 30. Ugorji, 25. Ugorji, 20. Ugorji, first down, Ravens inside the 20-yard line. Xavier picks up 13. And Benedictine mixing it up, keeping it on the ground, putting it in the air, and working, it seems predominantly to me, to the left side of the offense and the right side of the defense. They will advance the chains. It is first and 10. This time it's going to be Gathright, wide right, and Jay Sean filling the slot. Longo Fuliana to the left side. She's your right back. Motion to the wide. First down call. Ugorji goes left, puts his head down, gets four. He tries to cut into the middle, but very good defense inside by Kaiser. And I'll tell you what, Kaiser's got some good, good defensive players in the middle in there. And give a lot of credit to maybe Hunter Hargrave. 71 tackles on the year, the number one tackler on this team coming up with that stop. It is a short gain. I'm going to give him three and call it a second down and seven. The wind still brisk. The rain has dissipated, at least for the moment. BC inside the 20-yard line. Back to throw is Dooley. Over the middle, Scotty's man, and it's going to be incomplete. And there it comes. Longo Fuliana stopped at the goal line, throws his arms to the sky, and says, "I was held up." And I don't know that I can tell you I saw that happen, but that pass was so far out in front of him, can't imagine that he had not been detained somewhere as he was running down the goal line. He was running side to side, and the official is going to throw that penalty marker from way out on the left side, and we will see what the call is going to be and where this thing is going to be assessed to. The marker's laying on the ground. They threw it from the backfield, but it's down somewhere around the 2 or 3 yard line. Here we go. Let's get this call.
Pass interference. Defense, number 28. The ball will be played. It's a total foul. Automatic. First down.
Well, there you have it. I didn't realize that that was a spot foul, but apparently it is. So they're going to move the ball to the spot of the foul, and that's where their placement of the marker was so crucial, apparently, as they are going to settle this thing down at the 2 yard line. Here comes Benedict, and there's old Matt Sanford. He's wide to the right side for the Ravens. Xavier's in the backfield, and BC's going to put three big blockers on the right wing. The handoff, Ugorji, he will dance, he will lean, he will be short. It's going to bring up a second down. Xavier needed two, got half of it, needs more. Now, two big, big men coming in for Kaiser. Here comes Robert Lane, the 6-foot, 328-pound hometown kid here out of West Palm Beach. He's going to be in at the nose tackle spot. You've also got Ty Lologo. Ty is a defensive player of the year in the conference, 6'2", 220. Here we go, Ravens. Guard the goal to the right side. DeRon Wright is the end. No! It's going to bring up a third and goal. And another big tackle by the number one tackler on the team, Hunter Hargrave. So Benedict can first and goal with the two. Second and goal with the one. Now it is third and goal inches from the goal line. My vantage point here is a 45-yard line. These are remarkably small bleachers, so I'm very close that I can see no room between the ball and the goal line. Here's a handoff, and it's Witherspoon, and he drives left, and he goes in, and the official runs up and says he's down. The official says he did not get in the end zone. What do the Ravens do? You go for it, right? They have had four downs and can't pick up 2 yards inside the 5 yard line. Are they going to get a timeout? It is fourth down for Benedictine. The Ravens, mere blades of this artificial grass away from the goal line. 4-12, 4-11, 4-10 to go in the third quarter. Big play. Here come the Ravens. Motion right. Quarterback's going to take it, and there are going to be penalty markers. He's going to go in, but I think this is coming back. The official getting plenty of help from the stands over here. Helping to make a, what was probably a false start call, and if so, that might bring on the field goal unit. Let's see what we're going to get here. Offside defense, penalty declined. Touchdown, Ravens. Benedictine will be in the end zone on the 1 yard run. And with 4:03 to go in the third quarter, it is now a 27-14 Raven lead. The crowd thought for sure that there was a motion, and in fact there was, but it was defensive motion. And here is Harry for the point after. The guy who just scored it holds it, and the PAT is right through there. Dooley with the touchdown. Balky with the PAT. We have a timeout, and at 4:03 to go in the third quarter, the Ravens go up. It's Benedictine 28, Kaiser 14.
The only certainty in life is that things change, and your needs will change with it. Contact Alex Gehring with Thrivent Financial, 913-203-4995, and work with him to build a plan that fits your goals. 913-203-4995.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
If you just steal a glance, a little quick peek of what's going on in Des Moines with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the opening quarter, it remains 7-0. Grandview leading Morningside. Two teams Benedictine has already played this year. Do the Ravens play a good schedule? You tell me. They played everybody in the Final Four. Here we go. The advance of the ball. The boot is away. That is a massive kick. And it's going to be taken 3 yards deep. And it's going to be brought out. They got a new stop.
Your only source for local daily.
Down at the 16-yard line. with the feeling in his heart that he had to do something to generate some offense, to generate a little bit of emotion, to give his team some kind of an emotional boost. That return by the Seahawks turns out to not be a great idea. The ball is going to be at the 15-yard line. They're going to spot it down. It'll be 1st and 10, Kaiser. We are getting a timeout of the field, taking our media break. Joseph will take another one right here. At 3:57 to go in the third quarter, Ravens 28, Seahawks 14.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
It's very wintry here for West Palm Beach. We found a radio station down here since I can't pick up care on the FM dial from thousands of miles away. And playing all Christmas tunes. It was lovely riding up here to the game today. Here we go, 1st and 10. From their own 15, running back is going to hit the middle of the line. That's a nice run. And going straight ahead is Jaden Melvin. I'm going to tell you, I think Jaden has done a superb job with this. With this team today running the ball, I think that he has been one of the real bright spots for Kaiser this afternoon.
Second and four.
Here we go. It is a second down, 3. The ball now at the 25-yard line. Their own 25. Motion will go to the right side. Kaiser, again, they're going to hand off to the big running back. This time he's hit prior to the line of scrimmage, and Jaden Miller is going to be stood up, pushed back. And it's going to be a loss of yardage. So it's going to be third down at about 5 for Kaiser. 3:11, still worlds and worlds of time to go in this game today. 3:11 to go in the third quarter.
No gain on the play. It'll be third.
It is 28-14, Benedictine. The total yardage number still widely, widely different. 287 to 185, Kaiser with a 100-plus yard advantage in team total yardage. But the Ravens with the 2-touchdown lead. Quarterback back to throw. Looks right, nothing. Looks left. Goes over the middle. It's going to be incomplete. He was looking over the top and over the middle for DeAndre Golden. But Benedictine's coverage on DeAndre was very, very good. And it's going to go incomplete.
49.
So now, are they going to punt? They will, from deep in their own end. And by the way, that was the coverage. Zach Lacombe. Benedictine. Jason at the 50. Ravens look like they're going to come out of this with some pretty good field position. And to punt it away, Ben Derby standing at his own 10-yard line. Long count, snap is back. You take a couple of steps and really sails that one. It's high and hanging, and Jason calls for and executes a fair catch at the Raven 40-yard line. He had to backpedal about 10, but secures the ball, secures the catch, and the Ravens are going to bring their offense back out of the field. We're down to 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Here comes Benedictine. Jackson Dooley has continued to improve his numbers. He's up now to 9 of 22, throwing the football for 106 yards and 1 touchdown. Kaiser, on the other hand, Shea Spencer, 12 of 21 for 173, 1 and 1 interception. The Ravens leading rusher, Witherspoon with 39, Ugorji 27, Gathright 20. Motion will go to the left side, Longafuoyiana, 1st and 10, Benedictine. Back to throw, Dooley, looking left, now going downfield, and he's got a man, and it's going to be incomplete, and there's the pass interference at the 20-yard line, and Gathright goes down at the 20. I'm concerned about Jacob. Jacob is on the ground, and I'm hoping that's just a leg cramp. Now he comes to his feet, trying to one-footed hop off the field. Jacob, just sit down and let them stop the clock and get some guys out to help. Yeah, he's trying to walk on it now and stretch it out as he was coming down the field. He pulled up with that leg cramp. And a marker's back at the 30-yard line of Kaiser. Well, Kaiser's speaker system for the officials is rather undependable. I got the first couple of words, and then it just kind of disappeared, but allow me to share with you that the ball is being advanced to the 50-yard line. So Benedict can pick it up a first down on the pass interference call. It'll be first and 10 Ravens at 2:27 to go in the third quarter. BC at the midfield mark with running back Witherspoon. He'll go outside, hit the line of scrimmage, puts his head down, tries to stretch it outside. Will end up with a 2-yard gain. Just not much out there. Good job done by Kaiser on the defensive side. And they were able to stretch that play over to the side, not allow him to get around and get to the end. And it's the strong safety coming up finally to make the tackle. That's Battle, second down, 8. Motion to the right side, and Perot, he'll set up in a slot. Now to put Zimmerman, swing him over to the left side. And the handoff will go to Witherspoon. He'll get behind that guy, and there he goes at the 45, 44, maybe 43-yard line. Dalton Witherspoon, he swung over, got behind that lead block at Tanner Zimmerman and worked his way to the outside. Who doesn't want to be behind that 6'5", 235-pound junior end to move the guys out from in front of him? We're inside a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Ravens are going to shovel out. No, I thought Perot was going to go out, but Witherspoon goes out. Perot comes back into the game, and also into the game for the Ravens, Matthew Sanford. Now, neither Perot nor Sanford have gotten a lot of catches this year. Sanford a dozen for 120, Perot a dozen for 189. It's a third down 4 call here inside the 45-yard line. QB back to throw. Nobody back there with him. Pass over the middle. It's got to be caught. And a diving first down by Ethan Perot. He'll take the ball to the 35-yard line. It is first and 10, Benedictine. Ravens moving to football with a two-touchdown lead and inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Now, Jason will exit the game and back into the lineup, the running back, Dalton Witherspoon. BC getting a little patient now. Just looking to execute the offense. Get this game into their kind of tempo. Half a minute to go. So this could be the final play of the third quarter. And here's Witherspoon. He's not going to get anything, and he's going to be tackled for no gain. And I am certain that that's going to do it. We are three quarters done in West Palm Beach, Florida. Going to the fourth quarter in this football championship series semifinal game. It's Benedictine 28 and Kaiser 14.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Well, the teams exchange directions on the field and into the fourth quarter. The Ravens are going to be going from right to left across your dial. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer, and he's the guy making it all happen. Back in the CARE Radio Sports Studio, Tom counts with you here at the stadium. And I'm saying what's going on. Both of these teams are huddled around their head coaches, and they are not, I think, and you can just see it by the guys coming in off the sideline, the assistant coaches not coming into the both of those huddles. This is less about the X's and O's. This is less about diagramming up the next play. This is more about, guys, here it is. Here's your season. Here's what you've been working for, not just since we started practice in August or when you started working out for this season at the end of last season or what you've been looking forward to since you've been 8 years old. This is the most important quarter maybe of any of your college careers. A win here propels you to the national championship game. A loss here in 2024 gets wrapped up. It is huge, and these coaches really impressing that on these teams, making sure they understand what's at stake here. Here's the pass outside. It's going to be caught. 35-30, 25, down the left side for Benedict and Xavier Ugarte, the 5'9" junior from Menifee, California. He is a good runner. He is also a good receiver with a dozen catches and 128 yards. He's also got 468 rushing and a touchdown this season. Last week, one catch for 13. He got that one there, and that was a big one for Xavier Ugarte. Benedictine, first and 10 now down at the 25-yard line. A two-touchdown lead, and we are early in the fourth quarter. Now the Ravens are going to change their formation a little bit. Dooley is going to have a man on his left, Jayshon, a man on his right, Ugarte, and a wraparound handoff. No, quarterback's going to throw left side, and it's over the head of Matthew Sanford down around the 10-yard line. And it will go incomplete. Sanford being guarded over there by the cornerback, C.J. Bradley. C.J.'s an Atlanta guy with 28 tackles and one interception so far this year. Last week, Kaiser defeats Georgetown right here on this field, 38-22, to advance to this semifinal game. Here's second and 10, Benedictine. Motion to the right side, Sanford. The handoff. Bouncing outside Ugarte, plants a foot, cuts to the middle, gets down inside the 25, close to the 20-yard line, a play that looked to me like it might have gone for a yard or so, maybe closer to five, but it's done a great effort and a determined run by Xavier Ugarte. I keep looking at the clock. I keep impressing the time of this game and keep wanting to share with you because I want you to be aware of how this thing is moving at 13:40 to play in the game. And again, the coaches on the near side for Kaiser trying to get the crowd involved. They also need to get their team involved because the team is kind of standing around on the near sideline. They're trying to get some emotion, some kind of vibe going on the sideline. And the Ravens have that emotion. They have that momentum right now. Quarterback is back. Fires one over the middle. It's incomplete for Joseph at the 10. Looking to get to Joseph Longafuliana, but it's going to go incomplete at the 10-yard line. And Benedictine will bring in again the guy who, I'm telling you, so many great players who have contributed to this team all season. But my tip of the hat is going to go to Harry Balke. This guy has been phenomenal. He is coming in today 68 of 69 on PATs. He's coming up here for another field goal effort. This is going to be a 40. He's already hit two field goals today, and he can give the Ravens a three-score lead. From the left hash mark for Balke, from 40, it is on its way. Plenty high. That thing is good. Harry Balke right through the middle of the uprights, and we have a timeout in Florida with 13 to go in the ballgame. It's now Benedictine, 31, Kaiser 14.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Do you remember the Great Expectations when Dickens would use the weather to kind of symbolize emotion and what's going on? Well, if you're in West Palm Beach, Florida right now, the rain has begun falling again. The clouds have thickened. The sky has darkened. The rain is beginning to come. It's gotten a little colder. It's gotten a little less comfortable. Some of the fans are covering up. Some of the fans are kind of heading for the gates, and it's way too early for that. But Benedictine has taken a three-score lead, and their kick is away. It's going to be taken at the 10-yard line. Short kick. Up the middle, it comes to the 25 at the 30, spinning his way to the 32-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Kaiser, a crucial possession for Kaiser. And let me tell you why. This is the Gus philosophy of football. It's all about the numbers, and it's all about the possessions. Kaiser's trailing by three scores. Will they get three more possessions in this game? I mean, you've got to be realistic here. With 13 minutes to play, how many more times are you going to get a chance to touch the ball? For Benedictine, you've got to make them take some time. You've got to make them use up a little bit of clock. You got to give them, if they're going to get any yardage, little bits of yardage. Quarterback is back to throw. His man out of the backfield makes the catch and is going to be able to step out of bounds, but the official keeps the clock rolling. Could be a gain of about to the 43-yard line. And it is going to be, is it a first down? The official says yes. So it's going to be a 10-yard pickup for Kaiser.
Beach Barbecue Seahawks.
They're going to stop the clock at 12:40 and now wind it back up again. Here come the Seahawks. First and 10 of their own 43. Ravens with four men in the front. Now Blue steps up. Quarterback steps up. He's going to run with the football and just jumps forward and dives head first. What he's got to understand is when he begins that dive, and the official, the line judge on the near side, is doing a really nice job of getting in line. When he begins that dive, that's where the ball stops. That's where the ball is dead. At that point, he has surrendered himself and the play is stopped. It's a gain of five. Quarterback back to throw again. Throws one near side. And coming back, a nice catch for a first down at the Benedictine 44-yard line. That was a nice comeback catch for Elisha Edwards. Elisha with only two touchdowns on the year. 19 catches for 222 coming in today. It is first and 10. Kaiser moving it right here. They're at the Raven 44 already. Quarterback is back to throw again. Being chased by Baker. Throws it downfield. He's got a receiver. Goes way upstairs and catches it at the 20-yard line. A penalty marker. I think it's got to be on the ground at the point of reception. But a leaping catch from Renfrow Van Gates, the Hialeah native. Crew got to come up and we'll have a conversation between the side judge and the referee. Renfrow Van Gates out of Hialeah. He's gotten eight touchdown receptions on this season. He is another first-team All-Sun Conference guy. Let's see if we can hear it.
There are two fouls on the play, one by each team.
That's going to negate it.
Interference, offense, number one. Personal foul, roughing the passer, defense, number 23. No fouls were offset. Replay, first down.
That's a tough break for Benedictine as the Ravens are going to be penalized for roughing the quarterback. And Shay Spencer is still on the ground. Now he gets up and he is limping badly. Shay Spencer is coming off the field. He is not well. And who will Kaiser bring out on the field? Well, the backup quarterback is a 6'2 freshman. Let's see if it is, in fact, going to be Damari Charlton. And here he comes. So coming into the game for the first time today, and for one of the few times this season, Damari Charlton, 6'2 freshman, 186-pounder, hometown kid out of Miami. On the season, 15 of 29 for 194 throwing yards. He has thrown one touchdown and two interceptions this season. So here comes Damari Charlton. That play is going to be done over. It's a first and 10. Kaiser's at the Benedictine 44. Back to throw Charlton. He's cold, but he's going to throw. Now he steps up, gets away from the first couple of guys. Going to run to the right. He's going to run and race out of bounds along the near side. I'm going to tell you right now, Charlton is much faster than Shay Spencer. Charlton may be a good enough throwing quarterback. I haven't seen him yet, but I'll tell you what he is. He's a runner. He is fleet. He's got long. He's a loper, okay? Takes those long strides. And on the near side, Shay Spencer, he's trying to shake off the effects of that hard tackle a moment ago. He's walking it off. He's stretching and twisting it. I'm sure those ribs are a little bit sore right about now. I was getting a 7 second down. Running back behind him. QB, back to throw again. Fires it right side. It's going to be caught. Nicely thrown and well caught inside the 30-yard line. Down it'll go to the Benedictine 28-yard line as the catch is made on the near sideline. It'll be first and 10 for the Seahawks at the Benedictine 28-yard line. Going to give that catch again to Elisha Edwards. First and 10. Seahawks got to score. Back to throw the quarterback. He's going for it all. He's got a man in the end zone. Did he catch it? I think he did. Touchdown, Kaiser. Renfrow Van Gates beats the coverage down the left side. And wow, Damari Charlton came in and made some fireworks happen. with 10 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the game. We, in fact, have a game. Here comes the PAT group. Looking for that extra point. Nico Cabanillas. You just don't see a lot of left-handed or left-footed kickers. This one right in there. No one has missed a kick today, and Nico keeps the streak alive. We're going to take a timeout. We've got a game here in the semifinal game of the national tournament with 10 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the contest. Time out of the field. Benedictus 31. Kaiser 21.
Acheson Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Touchdown pass. Now, Benedictson, you got to think that you need to be aware of the potential for the onside kick, because if you were going to do that, this is the time that you would want to be making that happen. Ball getting teed up at their own 35-yard line, and a long way to go in this one, still with 10 minutes and 12 seconds to go. Kaiser needed a score on that possession. They got exactly what they needed, and they got it the way they needed it, taking really very little time off the clock. Didn't get 3 minutes off that clock. The advance on the ball, and there's the kick. It's in high, but not terribly deep. It's going to be taken by Jayshon around the 9. Gets to the 20 and just tries to turn. His feet shoot out from under him. That turf out there is wet. Is it muddy? Of course not. Down to finish the turf. Is there water standing? No, it's going to be well drained, but that fake grass is wet and it is slick. So making cuts, sharp, aggressive cuts, is going to be increasingly difficult here this afternoon. Now for the Ravens, here's the key. Need a long possession, prolonged drive, ideally culminating with some kind of points here. First and 10, Benedictine from the 20. Here's a handoff. Ugorji, straight ahead. He's going to be very close to the first down. Gets up to around the 30-yard line. And I like how Xavier worked that. He just kind of slow-walked that, got behind the lead blocking. And I'm going to tell you, you know who he hunkered down behind? Well, you guy, again, the kind of guy you like to run behind, McKinney, Texas guy, Trey Madrid out there, 6'3", 285. Got behind him and just went right upfield. Again, Trey, 6'3", 285. Xavier, 5'9", 185. Good combination for the Ravens. So it's going to be a gain of about 9, just short of the 30-yard line, second down. Again, the Ravens are going to shift wide to the right, Gaff's right. He's back in. The leg cramp seems to be better. Here's Ugorji. Again, gets behind that big lineman, runs the same play, same way, same 9 yards. They'll get him up to the cross the 40-yard line, first and 10, Benedictine. And what you see out there is smart play by Kaiser. They're trying to get him drug off the field. They're trying to hold him up. Okay? They would love to dislodge the football, but in lieu of that, they would be happy with getting him out of bounds and getting that clock to stop on the near sideline. They were unsuccessful in doing either of those things, and we are now at 8:50 to go in the game. Benedictine with a football and another Raven first down at their own 41-yard line. BC in front, 31-21. And again, the Ravens are going to make that same switch, bringing trips to the left and a single receiver to the right. Ugorji in the backfield, takes his hand off. And no, the quarterback will keep it. Boots right, Jackson gets inside the 40, or across the 45-yard line, into the 46. So he'll pick up about 5 right in the middle of the field. Avoids taking a big hit. And the clock is going to be inside 8 minutes when this ball gets snapped. And here is where smart coaching, well-educated and well-prepared and smart players will work that clock. You don't snap that football with 15 on the play clock. You snap that ball with 3 or 4, and that's what Benedictine is doing here. Right now it's at 12. Can't believe they're even coming up to the line of scrimmage yet. Now at 8, at 6, at 5, still not snapped. It snapped at 3. The handoff is going to go to Gorgie. He's going the wrong way. Now comes up, breaks the tackle, gets across the line of scrimmage, gets across the 50, down the right side, 45, Gorgie 40, Gorgie 30, 20, 10, Gorgie 15, 5, Gorgie, touchdown, Wavis, comes back from 54 yards away. Xavier Gorgie, he was going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage, slipped the first guy, got behind the big guys. You should have seen the convoy going down in front of the Benedictine sideline, and the Ravens, with 7:38 to go in the ballgame, have exploded to a 37-21 lead with the PAT coming up. What a run by Xavier Ugarte. I'm not looking at any stats, and Josh Pound could tell me the exact number. That is the longest run of the season by Xavier Ugarte. That is the kind of play that Xavier Ugarte can make. He's got the speed. He's got the wiliness to run the ball, and he is so slippery and hard to get a hold of. What a play for Benedictine in the 5'9" junior from Menifee, California. That, and here's maybe the craziest stat of it all. Are you ready for this? That is Xavier's second touchdown this season. Player for Kaiser coming to his feet, coming off the field. This young man is a big, big guy who's coming off the near side for Kaiser. And he seems to be coming off under his own power. That's Damian Delaney, 6'3", 257, player out of Jacksonville. Transferred in from Valdosta State. So Benedictine on the board. Here comes Harry, looking for that point after. Held by Jackson. Kicked by Balky, put it on the board. We're taking a timeout. 7:38 to go in this afternoon's semifinal football game in the NAIA Football Championship Series. It's now Benedictine 38, Kaiser 21.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
With you here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Longest reception or longest run of the year for Xavier, 38 yards, Blakey. Cross that off, 54-yard touchdown, Ugarte. Here's the kick by Benedictine away. It's going to bounce at the 10, at the 5, and oh, it goes out of bounds, 6 inches in front of the pylon. That's the best thing that's happened to the Kaiser team here this quarter, is that ball's going to go out and give them some pretty good field position to begin this series. But again, Kaiser comes out of the field with a must-score possession. And unlike the last one that had 10 minutes to play in the game, now it's a must-score possession with 7:38 to go. So we're going to take our media timeout, and we will be back. A break in the action here from SoFla with 7:38 to go in the game. The score, Benedictine 38, Kaiser 21.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. And Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
There are a lot of different ways to win football games. One of them is to just start out flat, outscoring and outrunning your opponent on the scoreboard. Well, that's what Benedictine has done here in the second half. The Ravens have had 4 second-half possessions. You know how many times Benedictine has scored in the second half? 4 times. They've scored 3 touchdowns and a field goal on their 4 second-half possessions They have not gone empty. And now they have forced again Kaiser to come up with a big series. And the quarterback is back in the game. His pass over the middle is going to be incomplete. Back into the lineup. And it's good to see that Kaiser's got Shea Spencer back out there. Always happy to see when a player gets back out on the field. It seems to be well and okay and not badly injured. So it is good to see him out there. His pass is not caught. It is going to be incomplete. Second down and 10. Those incomplete passes stopping the clock at 7:34. And he's got Burnett, the big running back behind him. He's a colossus. Quarterback is back to throw. Steps up. Gets it to that running back. He'll break through one defender. And finally going to be taken out at the ankles by the second. But he absolutely just pulled away from the first guy. Could not, however, escape the Javai Blomquist tackle. That's because Javai, he's just that good. First team all-conference player. First and 10. Kaiser at their own 49, just right short of midfield. QB back to throw again, steps up in the pocket, breaks the tackle, goes over the middle. He's got a man wide open at the 35-yard line. Ravens are trying to tackle him, and they can't. They stand up, they dance, but finally we're going to get a tackle made. That took a long, long time, and there's some players who took a beating. They were stood up and players running into them, and there was a lot of rough contact on that one, but the Seahawks, now look at them run up over the football, and they have to. With 6:40 to go in the game, trailing Benedictine by some 17 points, Kaiser must go fast. They must take risks. They have to live on the edge here. Quarterback's back. He's going for the end zone, and it is caught at the 10-yard line. What? They're going to say he's out of bounds. I thought it was caught on the near sideline, and that was a tremendous play by Benedictine's cornerback over here, Trey Williams. And I thought maybe that he had gotten down in the field of play, but the official, who is really on the spot and perfectly positioned, emphatically indicated that it was not a reception. It is out of bounds. 6:27 to go in the ball game. The Grains begin again. It is 38-21. Benedictine in front. Second and 10 at the 30-yard line. Deep down in Raven territory. Back to throw once more. QB looks left, goes left, has his man. It's going to be caught at the 15 in the tackle there. Picking up a 15-yard gain down to the 15-yard line and moving the stick. As once more, the rain begin. 6 minutes to play in the game. Seahawks still with plenty of time, and they are moving this thing briskly downfield. Edwards is wide over to the left side. They got Golden in a slot. Quarterback will look to the other side. Go to the back of the end zone. He's got his man. He juggles it. He doesn't hold on. Yes, he does. Touchdown. I did not think that DeAndre Golden had a handle on that ball. I thought he was juggling it, but the official in the back of the end zone says it's good. And Kaiser wasted no time. They went downfield in a big old hurry, and it's 5:50 to go in the ball game. It's now 38-27. That possession took 1 minute 48? That is remarkable. Here's the PAT. It's up. It's good. And we're taking a timeout. Taking a break here, Joseph. Now, 5:50 to go in the game. Kaiser will not go away. It's Benedictine 38, Kaiser 28.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Going on, the crowd getting into the game. You got a little bit of that South Florida vibe going on here. And Kaiser likes that. They live on that. They thrive on that. That's why they've got campuses all over the state. That's why they enrolled 15,000 students. Because some people want to go to school here. Here we go, Ravens. Now, they are prepared for the onside kick this time. They have a single man back deep, and a hands group is in. for this kickoff with 5:50 to play in the game. 38-28 Benedictine. Grandview. I'm going to give you that score here in just a minute. Now they're going to go, obviously, for the onside kick. The kicker's just going to stand right beside the ball. Take one step and a little poochy kick, and there it goes. It's skipping and skipping and skipping, and the Ravens give it up. That was as perfectly played by Kaiser as it could have been. And Benedictine, as it's, I'm waiting for the call by the official here. The officials are all huddled up on the far side. Looked like Kaiser just scooted it through, and no, all the Ravens just opened like the gates. And let's see what is going on here. I don't see him making an indication or spotting it down for Kaiser. Let's see what the call. Is there a call? I don't even see a flag. Kaiser fans seem a little bit...
First touching by the kicking team. The ball be playing.
Okay. They are saying the ball was first touched by the kicking team prior to that 10 yards. So Benedictine is going to have the football back, and they're going to have it around midfield. 5:49 to go. Now, let's take a quick glance up to our friends in frozen Des Moines. We are at halftime in Iowa. It's kind of a Hawkeye showdown up there. Grandview hosting Morningside. The Vikings with a 21-7 lead at the half over the Mustangs. So here we go. Benedictine with the football. First and 10, the Ravens. Of course they want to score points. You know what else they want to do? They want to take some time off that clock. Here we go, shifting guys over to the near side. Going to try to knock down some of that wind noise you got coming behind me. Handoff is going to be to Ugorji. He'll break a tackle, get away to the left side, stay on his feet, and they're finally going to spin him and twist him, and he's going to gain a little, if anything. But what the Ravens are going to do is be successful in taking another half a minute off the clock. You know what? Atchison Auto Parts, they are your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. They're open daily, and they're staffed with experienced car guys, and they care about getting you the right part. Give them a call. Go see them. They are at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison, Atchison Auto Parts. Okay. We'll get that logged here. 5:06 to go. Here we go. Now the official's going to stop the game, and Benedictine's going to take a timeout. The Ravens said, run that clock down a little bit, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. A break occurs here with precisely 5 minutes to go in a semifinal game. The winner goes to the national championship in Durham, North Carolina next week. Timeout the score. Benedictine 38, Kaiser 28.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Here we go. Benedictine, football it is. Little second down call and the handoff bouncing outside. And this time they're going to switch it up a little bit, and they're going to give it to Jay Sean. They're going to give it to Xavier, who dances outside and then cuts back into the middle. He doesn't go anywhere near the sideline. The tackle is going to be made on him by one of that defensive crew and middle linebacker, Kimani Edwin. But we are now looking for the Ravens at a third down five call. So for Benedictine, it'll bring up a third down five. God, I think some bumped a knob or two here. That'll sound, I like that sound a lot better. Third down five, Benedictine at the 38-yard line of Kaiser. Motion to the right side, Joseph. We've heard a little out of him today. Remember, hardly anything. Quarterback is back to throw, and it's going to be batted away, and it is going to be incomplete. He had a receiver down the field, and those big old linemen, I'm telling you what, Kaiser has some incredibly big, tall, long-armed kind of guys out there. They're not getting a hand on that one. And swatted the ball away was Byron May, a 6'3" freshman out of Kentucky. They got big guys all across the front. Look at the defensive end, Bam Brahma. Bam is 6'5", 270. Other D end is 6'3". I mean, you go side to side, and they have huge guys. Now, the Ravens are going to be set to punt the football away. Benedictine going to be punting it with 4:09 to go. Return man is at the 10. You can imagine he's going to be looking for the corner here. Redshirt freshman punter standing at a 50-yard line, and Benedictine is going to let that thing run down and take the 5-yard penalty. They're willing to sacrifice 5 yards on a punt that he's able to make to the goal line to take more time off that clock. It's going to go back in. The 5-yard penalty will push back the punt of Christian Klobe. He will now stand at the Raven 43-yard line. And again, the return man for Kaiser. They're going to switch up from the guys they had originally told us was going to go. It's going to be Alicia Edwards, the receiver who's had such a big afternoon. Snapback is very low, but he's able to get it and get the kick away. And a kick it away from the return guy. It's going to bounce out of bounds. And it's probably going to be inside the 20. It is unreturnable, but not way deep. And it's going to be around the 15, 16-yard line. We'll see where they spot it down as the official on the near sideline is right in front of the Kaiser bench. For Kaiser, another. And how many times can you say for a team, another must-score possession? I am not saying they have to score a touchdown here because trailing by 10, they're going to have to get a touchdown and a field goal or maybe two touchdowns. But they got to have two scores. So they got to come up with something. Cannot come up empty on this possession. They got Andrew Burnett into the running back. Quarterback is Shea Spencer. It's first and 10. Spencer's back. Throws over the middle. Wide open. It's caught at the 35-yard line. And they are just dicing up this Ravens zone. That catch made by 6'4" DeAndre Golden. They'll move the chains to the 35. So quickly, about a 20-yard gain. Another first down. Another look by the quarterback. Intercepted at the 45-40. It's Javi, 15. Javi, he's at the 15-yard line. Blomquist, but a marker down at the 45-yard line. Let's see. There are two of them down. Let's see what they are about. They are very obviously two officials making the same call. Javi with the interception, but hold the phone. Everybody's walking back. 3:33 to go in the game. Officials continue to be quite deliberate here this afternoon. Benedict into those white jerseys. Okay. Obviously, the Kaiser technology is intermittent at best, and they're going to call a pass interference against Benedict. And the advance of the ball on the penalty is going to be precisely on the 50-yard line, and Kaiser's going to keep the football alive. The number one team of the nation, undefeated, defending national champions. But the Ravens lead them by 10 with 3:33 to go. Does Kaiser have what it takes to repeat, where they're going to have to score twice in the last 3.5 minutes to make that happen? Here they come up over the football with running back Andrew Burnett in the backfield. Burnett last week, 97 yards on 25 carries. His quarterback is going to throw left. He's got a receiver out there, and it's picked, but it's going to be out of bounds. Leaping way upstairs to catch the ball, but his momentum carried him into the Benedictine sideline. That's going to go incomplete. And that interception, well, that might have been an interception, was by the Ravens over on the far sideline, and that was Isaiah Haston. Isaiah Haston. Hard to believe this young man is only a freshman. Well, he breaks up that pass, second down 10, still at the midfield mark. Kaiser can be patient. The game clock is not running, although the play clock is. And Kaiser does have all of its timeouts remaining. Benedictine has two. Shea is back to throw. Now he's going to run. 50. He's at the 45. He's at the 40. And he is going to be down with a first down, I think, right at the 39-yard line. And again, the quarterback, he was dinged up a little earlier. Now he's hurt himself again. He comes back to the huddle, walking a little like Groucho, kind of leaned over, kind of holding his right side a little bit. But he's right back there. First down call. The blitz on is hit as he throws the ball, and it's incomplete. And again, you've got Shea Spencer, the quarterback, putting his hands on his knees as the contact from Blue Kaplinger. It is going to bring up a second down. 2:54 to play. Raven fans, right now, making a little bit of noise. They're going to start making a lot more here in a minute. Second down and 10. Kaiser fans have never really gotten back into this game since the early moments. They have been watching, I think, in disbelief. And back to throw again. Here's a pass caught near side. Breaks one tackle. Gets away from Kaplinger. Breaks another tackle. Picks up a first down. And Kaiser keeps the drive alive. It's down at the Benedictine 27-yard line. 2:40, 2:39, 2:38 to go. But Kaiser, with three timeouts remaining, throwing the football, going to use some smart time and game management techniques here. They could get another possession. Back to throw over the middle. His man is open and is caught at the 5-yard line. And Kaiser continues to carve up this Ravens zone defense. This one is caught on a diving catch by DeAndre Golden. And Golden has been golden here in the second half for the Seahawks. It's first and goal at the 5. We are inside 2 minutes to play. Kaiser down 10, but still with three timeouts. Now the Seahawks crowd getting on their feet. And finally, Coach Russ calls a timeout. We'll take a break here in Florida with 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Benedictine 38, Kaiser 28.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. Or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
With precisely 2 minutes to go in the ball game, and Benedictine leading it by 10, but Kaiser has two timeouts left. They have the ball first and goal at the 6-yard line. Big old Blake Perry. There is no bigger center, maybe in the NAIA, than 6'5", 321-pound Blake Perry. I had a visit a little bit with Jake Leonard, offensive line coach for Benedictine. I said, "How does the guy do that?" He says, "You hold the ball differently." He said it's all about, and he was kind of trying to illustrate for me, it's all about that pendulum movement, okay? And he says, when the hand is up and you're that long, it's a difference in how you grasp the ball and how you swing it backward. And he says, it's just different. It is a technique that has to be developed by these bigger centers. And again, certainly at 6'5" and 321, Blake Perry, he is a big guy holding down and anchoring down the center of that offensive line for Kaiser. Here come the Seahawks. It'll be first and goal. 6 yards away. The motion will go left. Now back right. The quarterback will run it himself. Goes straight ahead. Walks into the end zone. Absolutely tricked the Ravens. Now the ball pops loose, but it doesn't matter. I think he was in the end zone before the ball got free. And the official on the near side indicates it's a Kaiser touchdown, and you wouldn't know it. We're here at Kaiser Stadium. They just scored a touchdown to come back to within 4 points, and the crowd is just dead quiet. We're getting nothing out of them. Can't believe they haven't just erupted in joy and rejoicing here. There it is. There's the touchdown call, and there's a little ripple. I am shocked by how little emotion I'm getting out of this. 1:54 to go in the ballgame. Kaiser has answered and answered and answered again. I thought maybe they'd even go for two here, but they won't. PAT, up, good, timeout. With 1:54 to go in the ballgame, we've got a timeout on the field. It is a three-point game in Florida. Kaiser trails Benedictine. Ravens 38, Seahawks 35.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Well, 1 minute, 54 seconds separates one of these two teams from the end of the 2024 season, and for the other team, 154 separates them from a trip to the national championship game. Kaiser will advance on the ball, and it blows off the tee. A little anticlimactic moment. Shea Spencer got that touchdown run. And here's a guy, you've got to give him all kinds of props. Shea Spencer, 5-yard run. And Ravens are going to take a timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here. As this is just going to be BC setting up to make sure that they are prepared to do maybe a little better job on the recovery of the anticipated, at least, onside kick. Taking a look at some of the numbers as we have reached this point of the ball game. Total yardage in the game is absolutely widely separate. You got Kaiser, 488 yards, Benedictine, 297. So there's about a 200-yard disparity in total yardage. Passing yardage is the big one. Benedictine is not throwing the ball well. Jackson is 11 of 27 for 128. Shea Spencer, 22 of 35 for 337. And the backup quarterback is 1 of 1 for 9 more. So 23 of 36 with Kaiser, 346 throwing the ball. They've outthrown Benedictine by 220 yards. Average yards of play, Ravens 4-9, Kaiser 7-3. I mean, we can go just up and down. Numbers. Here's the only thing that's really remarkable, the time of possession, 29:03 for Benedictine, 29:03 for Kaiser. The time of possession, absolutely identical, and yet I put little faith in that kind of a number, that time of possession number. Here we go. The sun is out. Well, is that maybe some kind of a harbinger of what's coming? It is at the back of the Ravens. The sun has popped out to the advance, the kick. It is deep and long and out the back of the end zone. And here comes the Benedictine offense. They hope for a long, prolonged, very positive, very successful possession to salt this game away. A minute 54 remaining, 38-35. And again, we'll keep taking a look at the Morningside at Grandview game. Again, it was halftime there just a short time ago. Grandview and Morningside. Here comes Benedictine. 23-7 is your score right now for that one. Ravens with a 3-point lead. The handoff. Got to hang on to the ball. They'll run into the middle of the line, and it is going to be a short gain. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Kaiser. I think that will be them utilizing their first timeout. See what they will intend to do. And again, Joseph, we'll hang on to it here for this one, but we might take it on the next one. What they're intending to do is force Benedictine to not pick up a first down. It was at 154, and so they're going to move the clock back. They're going to fix it to 150. So they're going to say that Raven run took only 4 seconds. Kaiser with the immediate timeout. So with 3 timeouts, they can stop Benedict and force the Ravens to punt the ball to them if they cannot achieve a first down. Force them to punt the ball to them with no timeouts remaining, but needing to get downfield for a field goal or into the end zone for a touchdown. And let's be very candid. These last few possessions by Kaiser have been very, very fast. Okay? Kaiser's last 2 drives have, let's see where we're at here, consuming 209, a minute 48, 301. So, yeah, there you have it. They have used their time very, very well. The last four, touchdown, touchdown, intercepted, touchdown, 301, 148, 209. So they have not fooled around with the ball. Here we go. Benedictine, second down, nine. This time Jackson will keep it. He'll run. Gets a nice block. Gets to the 30, 5, 40, 41, 2. Slides feet first. Moves the chain. And that will be a big play for Benedictine, as it will force Kaiser to either take the timeout here or at least run out of timeouts before this game is over. And the number game becomes very, very serious. Now, Kaiser's not going to take that second timeout. They have two remaining with a minute 33, 32, minute 31 to go. Benedictine is going to take plenty of time. The play clock is at 14, 13, 12. So the Ravens are going to snap this with about 12, 13, 14, minute 14 to go. It's a first and 10. That was a great run by Jackson. And this time he will give it to Witherspoon, who spun around immediately at the line of scrimmage, and immediately the timeout is going to be taken by Kaiser. And shows up immediately, I'm going to send it to you. We're down to a minute 10 to go in the season for somebody. Timeout on the field is Benedictine 38, Kaiser 35.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
So at one point, Benedictine had scored on four consecutive possessions. Okay, the last two of the first half and the first two of the second half. And then they had a punt. And then they came back and scored another touchdown. So they scored on five of six possessions, but have not done much in their last two. Kaiser, on the other hand, has scored three touchdowns in the last 7 or 8 minutes. Okay? So, for the Ravens, second down and nine. Kaiser has one timeout remaining. And this time it's going to be Witherspoon running around in the backfield, taking a little time off the clock. Ravens have a lineman who's going to be a little slow to get up now. His teammate gives him a bit of a hand, and it is going to be Kaiser's final timeout of the game. Joseph, do not take this break. We're going to hang on to it here. We're going to talk about the implications. Okay. For Benedictine, let's talk strategy a little bit. Now, we know I guess here because he's way smarter about this stuff than I am, but he's got another assignment today. So with a minute five to go and no timeouts remaining for Kaiser. They're showing one on the board, but I believe they have utilized their final timeout. Ravens are going to have a third down and, you know, 10 and a half maybe from their own 39-yard line. A first down of the game's over. Okay, simple as that. So Kaiser must not allow the first down. If Benedictine does not pick up the first down and they have to punt the ball away and Kaiser is not able to stop it, yeah, there you go, timeout, so that's down zero. And they will punt the ball. This clock will be down to inside a half a minute to go. So Kaiser will have to go. Assuming the line of scrimmage, we're doing a lot of assumptions here. Line of scrimmage is around the 40. This kick is going to go down to the amount of 20. So they're going to have to go 80 yards. Probably going to have to go at least 40 for a field goal, 35, 40 for a field goal effort. Because the Kaiser kicker, Nico Cabanillas, his long field goal of the year is 39. Okay, big call for the Ravens here. Big defensive play. QB gets it. Hands off. Right side, Witherspoon. Penalty markers hit the ground, and Witherspoon is going to be tackled for a little bit of a loss. Now the official is going to stop playing. This is tough, as they're going to see what this penalty is. I wonder if it's a hold. It didn't come from where you would normally expect the hold, but it could have been. A defensive penalty would be catastrophic for Kaiser. The Kaiser assistant coach is over here praying, trying to get the officials to point the other way. Point south. Let's see the call here. Holding Benedictine. See, only periodically does the audio on the official's gear works. So now the Ravens are going to be forced to punt the football. And catastrophically, that penalty stops the clock with a minute. So Kaiser's going to have the ball. They're going to have a minute. They're going to have no timeouts. They're going to be throwing every down because they cannot not throw the football. And, okay, if Derby's long was, or rather, Covenia's long is 39, let's call it 40. So he's going to have to get, you know, on the 30-yard line, a little inside. The punt is away. Nice, high hanging kick, not real deep, away from the return guy. Takes a little bit of a Raven bounce, taking a little time. Raven should just let it roll, let it roll, let it roll, and it's going to go down at the 25-yard line. 50 seconds to go in the game. What a finish. You got people out here, hands on the sides of their faces. The electricity in the stadium is palpable. And I'm telling you, neither sideline is convinced they're going to win. Both sideline knows they can't win this game. Seahawks are going to begin to their own 25-yard line. And again, they're going to have to take this ball about 50 yards in 50 seconds. Not an impossible task, but with no timeouts left. Here we go. It's Kaiser quarterback Shane Spencer. He's been fantastic, and he's back. Steps up in a pocket, rolling, rolling, rolling. Throws, has a man, diving catch. It's going to be caught at the 35-yard line. They'll say keep the clock rolling. They will stop it long enough to advance the chain. Kaiser quickly up, wanting to down the ball. Quarterback will take it and spike it. It'll stop the clock at 40. So they were able to get the ball and get it spiked. In the line of scrimmage is the 35-yard line. It'll bring up a second down, 10, Kaiser. So Kaiser's done a good job of moving the ball. They've done a great job of completing passes here late in the game. Big passes, big catches. Shea Spencer is going to keep Andrew Burnett, I suspect, in the backfield for blocking purposes. Ravens are not putting on any pressure. They're dropping everybody back. Quarterback is back to throw again. Wobbly pass, caught on the near side and out of bounds. Two defenders on the near side were outfoxed. And getting to the near side, the catch is made, and out of bounds goes DeAndre Golden. This guy, fantastic. And now they're up near midfield with 34. Plenty of time for Kaiser. Ravens have got to get a tackle on the field of play. Two back-to-back plays. Kaiser's able to get it out of bounds. QB's back to throw. First and 10. Again with time. Over the middle. Wide open. Caught by Golden. He's at the 25-yard line. The Ravens absolutely either cannot or will not defend Golden. And DeAndre has got him in field goal range. Quarterback takes it. Spikes it. It's 26 seconds to go. And now Kaiser is well within touchdown range. And you know who you're going to throw it to, right? You're throwing it to Golden. Kaiser's got everybody running out of the field. But then it's just a timeout. Their players are out there jumping up and down. They want the fans to get into this. 26 seconds to go in the game. Play clock's at 22. Play clock's at 20. They're going to have to get everybody off the field. They bring Golden out on this second down 10 call. Benedictine, again, refusing to put pressure on the quarterback. They just lay back. They're putting everybody back. And Shea is carving him up. He's back to throw again. Steps up. Man, wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Kaiser. Benedictin unable to stop Kaiser. And the Seahawks with 20 seconds to go are bedlam on the near sideline. Kaiser is absolutely in celebration mode. They should be. They have just run down the field. They had their backs to the wall. They did what they had to do to win today. And they are now 20 seconds away from the national championship game. They went down the field, and I'm telling you what, Shea Spencer never missed a receiver. All those receivers were open as they can possibly have gotten, and those passes have all been spot on. The PAT to make it a four-point game. Crucial point after for Cavanius. It's down. It's up. Timeout on the field. We've got 20 seconds to play. Seahawks 42, Benedictin 38.
The only certainty in life is that things change, and your needs will change with it. Contact Alex Gehring with Thrivent Financial, 913-203-4995, and work with him to build a plan that fits your goals. 913-203-4995.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Chase Spencer, another TD pass. This time it was 25 yards to Edwards. And with 20 seconds left, the Ravens trail by four. Kaiser has scored three unanswered touchdowns in the last 5 minutes. Incredible for a team that was only able to muster 21 points with 7:30 to go in the game. They have done a phenomenal job of coming back. This is why they're the defending national champion. Here's the advance, and here's the kick. Ravens need some kind of a return, and they're not going to get one here. That's going to drive out the back of the end zone. And so for Benedictine, here's what they got to have. 20 seconds to go in the game. It's a touchdown. There's no two ways about it. There's no ifs and ands. There's no questions. There's no, well, what about? It is. They've got to go into the end zone of the Ravens. Their offense can't come walking out. They look a little deflated. They can't come out looking deflated. They got to come out saying, I have the skills. I have the ability. I have the chance to do this. Got to come out here. Ravens have a timeout left. And you got to look at this defense for Kaiser. This is not what Benedictine did. Kaiser has dropped everybody back there. Two guys 25 yards deep. Penalty markers all over the place. And the Ravens are going to penalize themselves 5 yards as Joseph launches off way before the count. And the Ravens are going to lose five more yards. We'll let them assess that. It'll go from the 25 back to the 20-yard line. What Kaiser is making certain that they don't do is the incredibly fast receivers for Benedictine, Gathright and Todd, that they do not get behind. They got three men who are now 20, 25 yards deep on the line of scrimmage, cross side to side to side. Back to throw, Dooley. Steps up in the pocket, plenty of time, throws over the middle. It's going to be caught by Jayshon. He's at the 40, slips and falls. And the Ravens are going to have to, they're going to stop the clock to reset the chains. Ravens are going to race up over it. 14 seconds. They will wind the clock. Ravens will spike it at 13. So for Benedictine, 13 seconds, a couple, maybe three plays left. The ball for Benedictine is at their own 41. Now, if this is a matter of getting a field goal, that's one thing, but it's not. It's a matter of having a touchdown. They're down by four. Back to throw is Dooley. Looks, pulls it back down. Now throws deep, way downfield. Once Jayshon, jump ball, Jayshon catches it at the 15-yard line. Ravens are at the 15-yard line with 5 seconds left. Can Benedictine punch this thing in? What a throw and catch. Jayshon Todd from Jackson Dooley, and the Ravens will have no timeouts remaining. They're going to take the final one. We're taking a break. Maybe the last play of the year coming up. With 5 seconds to go in the game, it is Kaiser 42, Benedictine 38.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Benedictine Ravens. You go over to the sideline, you look at the book, you say, okay, what is our best play? You're going to get one play. You might get another one, but you don't know this. 5 seconds to go. What is your best play? You're 15 yards from the end zone. You go into the end zone, you go to the national tournament. You don't go into the end zone, it was a fabulous year. Let's see what they do. Motion. We'll go to the right side. That's going to be Jayshon. Quarterback Jackson Dooley barks out signals. He's back to throw. Looks, pulls it back. In trouble. He breaks away. Rolls right. Looks, rolls in the middle. In the back of the end zone. Intercepted, broken up. Ball game's over. Final score. Kaiser 42, Benedictine 38. We'll be back right after this.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Well, Benedict, you will remember this season is a season that almost got them back to the national championship, saw them play tremendously through the season, win a conference title again, go to the national tournament, take it all the way to the semifinal game, and take a lead into the last 15 seconds of the game, but come up just short of making the trip to Durham here this year. A recap of the scoring for you in the ball game here this afternoon. Let's see. Scoring plays. Ravens broke out on top with a bulky field goal, and then another one. He got up 6-0, coming right back 7-6 on another pass by Shea Spencer. This guy was phenomenal all day. Second touchdown by Kaiser. They go up 14-6. Raven coming back with a tie. Court Mattson, he comes up with that muff punt in the end zone. Ravens tie it at 14 to go into the half deadlock. Then Benedictine is able to have touchdowns from Jacob Gathright, a run in by Jackson Dooley, and a Harry Balky score. The Ravens scored four times in a row, and we're up 31-14. Kaiser was just too good to go away. They scored on a 20-yard reception. Ugorji went in on a 54-yard run, and then the last three scores of the game by Kaiser in the last 5 minutes and 50 seconds. They went down, they scored. They went down, they scored. They went down, they scored. Not just field goals, but touchdowns. They did what they had to do. And again, they're the defending national champions, and they may well, a week from right now, be a back-to-back champion. Got to say a little hats off to Benedictine, to the Raven fans, to Raven head coach Joel Osborne, and all of the staff. What a great job they've done with this group of young men. You look out on the field, they are heartbroken. You can imagine that they were so close to going to a national championship game for the second time in school history, but come up just short here this afternoon. Okay, what I want to do, I want to thank you for having joined us today through the course of the season and being great Raven fans. And we've been happy and proud to be able to travel a lot of miles and put in a lot of hours to bring to you what we hope were entertaining and enjoyable kind of ball games and help you be a part of this team all season long, no matter where you were. That said, Benedictine comes up just short this afternoon. Your final score, it was Kaiser 42, Ravens 38. But until we greet you next time, for Joseph in a K Radio Sports Studio, for Gus on a different assignment, he'll be back next time. Tom Jouts here in West Palm Beach, Florida. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine Raven football on Hot Country 93.7 FM. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts and by L&L Construction. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.